Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
We're knights of the round table. We dance where we're able. We'll routine to board a scene to put work in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table. Our shows are more mid-table. The many times we give and rhyme that are quite unsingable. We're rock and mad in Camelot. We sing from the diaphragm.
I have to push the pram a lot.
Well, on second thought, let's not go to Camelot.
Sorry.
It is a silly place.
What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice. And how'd you get that, eh? By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here. Oh, how'd you do?
How do you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
Well, that's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings.
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake, her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
Oh, but you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
Oh, but if I went round saying I was an emperor, just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh. Come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help! Help! I'm being repressed!
Bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway! Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about! Did you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't
you? All your transgression, you receive the atomic bird to the ass!
Bird!
Oh boy, that sounded bad.
I've fallen and I can't get up!
Chauffeuse de Turbo! in Chauffeurs of the Terrible and the Knights of the Round Table.
If I were the devil, if I were the devil, if I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness, and I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree, thee. So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old I would teach to pray after me, Our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flames. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions. Just let those run wild. Until before you knew it, you'd have to have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. And what'll you bet? I couldn't get whole states to promote gambling as the way to get rich. I would caution against extremes in hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop.
In constant sorrow all through his days, I am a man of constant sorrow. I've seen trouble all my days. To old Kentucky, the place where I was born and raised, the place where he was born and raised. For 6 long years I've been in trouble, no pleasure here on earth I found. No friends to help me now. He has no friends to help him now. It's fair thee well, my own lover. I never expect to see you again. For I'm bound to ride that Northern Railroad. Perhaps I'll die upon this train. Perhaps he'll die upon this train. You can bury me in Sunday Valley. For many years where I may lay. Sleeping in my grave while he is sleeping.
Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. Got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women old boys raised on shotguns. From the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway night, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. And we can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Oh,
is the Turbo. All rise for King Caesar the Turbo and the Knights of the Round Table.
Crap!
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Knights of the Round Table. Everyone out there who knows old King Shaziz the Terrible knows that my on-the-record record shows that there is no off-the-record record. So make a record of that. Hey, how you doing there, cultist, buddy?
Pretty good by yourself.
Pretty damn good, I think. I'm freezing my butt off, and I almost started a fire with my blanket because it was like I was trying to stay warm, so I moved the electric heater closer to me, and I smelled something burning. I was like, what the heck is that? And I looked down, and my doggone blanket's leaning up against the doggone heater. I said, what in tarnation's going on, man?
I think he's going to get a workout on those running legs we were talking about before, buddy.
Yeah. Hey, does any one of you got a ink pen and a royal scroll that we can use?
Not a royal scroll.
Well, how about a piece of paper?
Wait a minute.
There's
a scroll in the bathroom.
All right, cool. Right back. That'll work. We can send it on a royal scroll from the bathroom. That's fine.
Royal scroll, nice one, buddy.
Yeah, but we need to pin a letter to the elite. Are you ready with your pen and your royal scroll, buddy?
Oh,
yep.
Hang on here now. Might have to find something better to write on.
Okay.
You find anything better to write on than what you suggested for the elite, buddy.
Let me know when you're ready. Let me know when you're ready, buddy, to pin a letter to the elite.
All right.
Okay. It's from old King Shaziz the Terrible in behalf of all the people of the land. You got that?
No, I just sat down.
Oh, okay.
It's all right. I can dictate. Go for it, Shaziz.
Okay. From old King Shaziz the Terrible and all the people of the land to the elite of the world.
Yep.
Okay, you got that?
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Yeah. You dumbasses are fired. Period. All right.
Is that your Donald Trump impression?
Alright.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Now put a
your transgressions you get the royal boot.
put a stamp on that and send a copy out to every elite of the world.
Okay, done.
Alright. That's the letter.
Sounds good.
Alright.
I'll just send them the MP3.
That'll work. Send them a copy of the Knights of the Round Table, because it's all gonna be
related. Send them links so they can listen in next week.
Yeah. This Knights of the Round Table is on behalf of the global elite and the supposed representation of the world. And let's not forget Al Gore, because he's involved too, you know.
Mm.
Yeah. All right. So you got another one.
Yeah, that royal scroll sounds kind of like your friend of mine named Dub. The IRS came around to him and really soaked it to him. About 3 years later, he's out there, and in front of his welding shop, and he sees that same guy that came by and audited him.
Okay.
They said to him, he says, "You keeping all your receipts?" He said, "Yep, I'm saving every last one of them." He said, "Every time I go to the bathroom in the outhouse, I wipe my butt and I stick them on the wall, and they're just waiting on you."
With the royal scroll?
Kind of like the royal scroll.
All right, well then, carbon copy the royal scroll letter before it goes out to the elite and send it to the IRS, but put an addendum in there or something, like,
yeah, I'll put an addendum in there for them.
You bastards better run.
Country boy can't survive.
Yeah, we're coming with some beech nut and whatever it takes. Anyway,
Warriors come out for playing.
We need to We need to draft up a worldwide class action lawsuit on another royal scroll for all the global elite of the world, because we got to sue all of the representatives of the world. We got to, on behalf of all the people of the world, sue every single congressman, senator, representative. What do they call them over your neighborhood there, Colty?
I actually can't say that word on radio.
Oh, that bad, huh?
No, we're talking the technical term.
Oh, parliamentarians.
Okay, all the parliamentarians. We got to send one out to the Queen, too. Okay, we just need to make sure that we get everybody listed. We don't want nobody left out. We want everybody to be able to enjoy the class action lawsuit against them.
And obviously there would have to be some compensation come from that, which must be divided evenly amongst the populace, so, you know, everyone has to be involved.
Well, Australia wins the jackpot on the first one, because we got to go for them one at a time. We got to make sure that we can recoup some of the taxes that the Australians have been bilked out of for the so-called global warming. Anytime you advertise something on the radio or the TV or the news and stuff like that, and you talk about how the sea levels are going to rise and we're all going to, like, fry and all this kind of stuff, and, you know, you just...
Funny they're doing it on a radio.
Yeah. So, you pretty much just committed fraud, because you done told everyone that we were going to get heat. I'm freezing my nuggets off.
Yeah, hey, like, it's, you know, the middle of summer here, dude.
Yeah.
And, it, like, you know, like, I've told you what the temperatures get like here, and we've actually had some very mild temperatures this time of the year, so, you know, hey, something's amiss.
All right, so we got to get the Australians back their money, because they've been looted and pillaged, all right?
Yeah.
So we're going to do a class action lawsuit from every nation, from Russia to China to, you know, whatever, all the way through the entire globe. We're going to, we the people are going to sue the global elite for being dumbasses. And we're going to get our money back. You know, they did that thing way back when. They made us all change from one type of Freon to another type of Freon, because they said that was going to deplete the ozone layer, all right? And we were all going to fry, you know, radiation from the sun. They essentially said we were going to be glowing in the dark. I ain't glowing in the dark yet. If I was, I could save a little bit on my light bill.
Yeah, hey.
I could see where my toe is, and I wouldn't stub it on the old coffee table, so to speak.
Yeah, the new Freon is more poisonous than the old stuff, they come to find out.
Yeah, and they said hairspray was going to deplete the ozone layer. Any kind of propellant that was inside of a spray can and such.
CFCs.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, fluorocarbons.
Yep. That was a big thing back in the 90s when I was a school kid.
You know, they're doom and glooming as bilked all of us for tax money, because, you know, we the people obviously don't want the world to be destroyed, so, you know, we put our little tax money in there to try to, you know, fend it off. But where's that tax money gone? Really?
Yeah.
You know? Hey, they talk about protecting the world from the so-called global warming. Of course, now we got to be politically correct, because they changed it to / climate change, because you can't argue with that, because the climate changes on a daily, sometimes on an hourly or a minute basis, depending on wherever you are in the world. So,
very true.
But they pretty much, you know, said that we got to save the world from all this this heat that's coming on. You know, we're destroying the planet. You know, the polar bears are going to drown. Never mind the fact that they can swim for miles, and they got a better fur coat than I do right now, because I'm freezing my nuggets off.
Yeah, that reminds me. I
almost set fire to my blanket.
Fire here,
if I set fire to my blanket, then what am I gonna do? I'll be warm for a bit.
Be warm for a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
Cool.
Anyway, in the process of saving the world, they've been going over to foreign nations and bombing them into submission, you know, and basically back into the Stone Age. How's that saving the world? You tell me when a Tomahawk cruise missile or one of these smart bombs or cluster bombs goes off that they don't throw some crud up into the atmosphere?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Healthy.
So it's not about practice what you preach with the elite and the parliaments of the world, you know, and the queen or whatever, you know. It's not about practice what you preach. And I think that a fraud's been committed on us, and so we all need to file a class action lawsuit, because the temperature right now inside my mad science laboratory is like so cold I'm getting snot sickles. Yeah, I know it's kind of disgusting, but sometimes it has to be said. Snotsicles are snotsicles, you know. My ears are like frozen. I got my...
Yeah, what that guy say? He said, I boogied in the kitchen, I boogied in the hall, I had some on my finger, so I wiped it on the wall.
That's really kind of nasty.
You got a snot pickle hanging from your nose right now, huh?
Yeah, so we need to do a class action lawsuit, recoup some money for the Australians, and then they can, use that money for benefit and good in their country, and then we'll go to the next highest taxed community, which I'm not sure which one that is at this point in time, but... either way, we just need to work our way around, continuously flood the courts with class action lawsuits. We want repaid. You frauded us. You said we were going to get heat. We're getting cold, and we need some more money to pay the crooked man for fuel to keep our doggone heaters going full time, because it's getting nippy out here.
Yep.
And y'all.
Sounds fair.
Yeah.
You can't deal with any other business, wouldn't you? So, why should they be protected by any special privileges or, you know,
Exactly. We get the congressmen and the senators and the parliament guys out there chopping and splitting some firewood, you know, and, you know, earn a living for a change.
Yeah, right.
Tell all them non-having a job, low-life scumbag, chicken-thieving, crooked politicians out there to jump on up there behind old Splitting Mall and start busting up some firewood. Tell them, come on, keep it rolling. It's cold out here.
Yeah.
You know?
See what work does for them, huh?
Yeah. And
I'm kind of waiting on them belligerent slime devil to come put a meter on my flue of my wood stove.
Well, you know,
sorry about that one, Muddy. It's when they come around and put this, like, dog collar invention on you that shocks you as soon as you don't pay your oxygen tax, mate.
Yeah.
Right.
So, when is it going to be enough? When is enough enough? When has the whole global warming / climate change scam been enough? How many millions and billions of dollars can they bilk out of the people of the world, and we still have snotsicles hanging from our nose? You know?
You know, it was just like what we were saying before on Muddy's radio show there, is, you know, it's the population's fault. We've got a government. Just stop feeding the beast, mate.
That's it. That's it in the nutshell, man.
Yeah, it's sad, but we're the reason. We have to change it, you know? We have to decide one day, that's it, don't like what I've got. The only way I'm going to have anything different is if I change what I'm doing. So, that's it. Change it.
It reminds me of that shout that Bubba Joe Hanna sent in. He says, what is it with the world today? He says, in my days, back in the 60s, it didn't take anything. It took hardly nothing to get a good old protest going. He said, now we've got all these changes and everything's going on, and it's the things that we ain't want, that we didn't want, things we didn't ask for. And, what happened? It says your silence happened.
Yeah.
I agree.
Silence no more. It was our silence. It's basically, you don't stand up, you don't make enough noise, and change starts to happen, because they figure they can do it because you're not looking.
Yep. Well, no one's complaining, and no one's listening, eh? You got to stand up and make a noise, or in this case, stand up and do nothing. But that is what you've got to do. You've got to do nothing. You've got to stop feeding that beast. And that literally means you have to do nothing. You don't have to do anything. In fact, you have to stop doing things. Doesn't that sound good?
Yeah.
For most people like not
You're
doing
fired. Things. I ain't giving you any more money.
Well, you know what?
Yeah, that's it.
You know what? If you or I or we, any of the we the people, was out there going around under the guise of so-called freedom and democracy and all this kind of stuff, murdering, robbing, raping, looting, and pillaging the land and the people of the world, we'd be so far underneath the jail, we'd be speaking Chinese, for Pete's sake. You know? Mm. They ain't speaking Chinese yet, but they need to be speaking Chinese. We need to send all of them over to China, because the poor Chinese folks over there, they don't get the respect from their government like we get the respect.
Hey.
They just flat out tell you, if you stand in front of our army tanks, we'll mow you down. We don't care. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, used to be you could chain yourself to a tree to save it, along with three or four people.
Yeah, now they just chop the tree down.
2 years down the road, they'll just shoot them first, then pop the chain, pull them out of the way, or just send the bulldozer over it anyway. That's about the way it's starting to be. It's just like the cops. The cops, doggone, they cover their face, they're in a full assault gear. You know?
What's up with that, eh? All right. That's just insane.
Like they say, there's really no-knock warrants, and almost half of the time, they're hitting the wrong houses.
Yeah. And what are you getting?
So the guy gets out of bed because somebody kicked their door and starts yelling and screaming, going to protect his family, and he gets shot.
That's exactly it, mate. Because he gets up and he goes to grab his gun, and the cop shoots him, and the cop said, "Lawful? No way, mate. No way."
I think what they want to do, they think they want to kill off anybody that's got any courage or cojones.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, guys.
The weak people, so they could subdue them.
Here's the thing, guys. They want to get it to the point where they essentially banned all firearms, so that whenever they do kick the door in without your permission, you can't shoot back at them. You know?
See, there's a country just like that. Where's that place again? That's right, it's Australia.
Yeah.
And most of the rest of the world. That's what I always say. You guys are the last stop. You guys are the last armed first world country. You just can't give up. Don't ever, ever give up your right to bear arms in that country. For the love of God, don't.
Here in Germany.
We got it. Do you have another Royal Scroll available?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
All right, well, we need to pin a letter to all the so-called law enforcement / TSA, NSA, DEA, whatever, AA, BBC, whatever, I don't care. Write it to all the scumbags. Say you ski mask wearing no good for nothing street gang thugs are fired by proclamation, by royal proclamation. How do you spell fired? O-U-T-L.
Well, then, it's spelled on the radio.
Yeah. So we're firing the cops, we're firing the government, we're firing the parliament, we're firing the queen, we're firing everybody. Everyone's fired.
Do not pass go, do not collect $200.
No, in fact, give us $200 so you can get passed.
Yeah.
Because we're not happy.
That's what I'm saying. They're all fired. And they're going to have nothing but bread, water, and maybe a little bit of butter on their sandwich for holidays.
Yeah, yellow-bellied bloodsuckers.
Yeah. Non-having job, low-life chicken, thieving, lying politician, no good for nothing, backstabbing, double-dealing,
treasonous thieves. I reckon the politician should be forced to eat a year's worth of McDonald's.
No, but McDonald's is too good for them. They got to have spam.
No, it's not. Think about that, Jesus.
Yeah.
They expect you to eat it.
Well, what do the hogs eat, man?
It ain't monosodium glutamate. That's for sure.
All right. Hey, Muddy, you're from Texas, right?
Yeah.
Land of the steak.
How do you guys call hogs?
The land of the thick steaks.
How do you call hogs in Texas for dinner when it's time to slop the hogs? How do you call them?
George, Bill, Tommy, Tommy. Come on.
Well, here... Here in Missouri, we go, Sue, Sue, Sue-wee! All right, that's what we need to do when we call the congressman and we go to, like, to vote, you know, when we're going to call out the hogs and the fuzz. And there's a term for the police called pigs over here, so we could throw them in too.
Oh, that's worldwide now, mate. They're pigs over here too.
So when it's dinner time, that's that. Well, Sue, 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 Sue! You know, what do you think?
How's that go? Is it Sue, 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 Sue?
Yeah, like there that? You go. You got it. You got it.
Actually, I speak their language. Actually,
my name is. We just go on what?
Alright, now can you spell that? Can you spell that on the can you spell that on the Royal Proclamation whenever you sent the deal out to say that they're fired?
I'll imprint it.
Cool. Alright.
Off the box on the paper.
And in our class action lawsuit, we got to have Al Gore at the top of the list because he's out there. He's the loudest horn for shouting for global warming / climate change. You know, that scumbag still. He's still, to this day, flying around in a corporate jet and riding around in big old fat limousines while telling you to get your life on the green, you know, and that you got to reduce your carbon footprint. So
that's like we have about once a year we have a. Oh, it's nothing short of an expedition of hippies that comes up here to Roxby Downs to basically annoy the townsfolk. They don't do much protesting at the mine. Last time they were here, they tried contaminating the water supply to evacuate the township and went through a local supermarket with spray bottles of urine on the vegetables. So they don't do anything very, very, very productive. But they... what was I going to say now? I got sidetracked.
I don't know, but get those leaders of the hippies over to me so that I can have a talk with them, because they got it all ass backwards. It's not the people. It's not the people you need to be tormenting. It's the doggone elite, you know. Go over to the congressman and do that to his house.
You were saying about...
Man. Go down to them bunkers that they got all set up for themselves and do something to the food down there.
Just pipe the pot, pour the potty into their ventilation system and take care of it that way.
You were talking about Al Gore and his corporate jet. Well, these hippies that come up here every year, they've always got their laptops, their mobile phones. They set up the event via social media on the internet, and they're coming up to protest at a copper mine. And I don't think everyone understands that uranium has to come out of the ground in order for the copper to come out of the ground. So you can complain all you like about uranium coming out of the ground, but if you're going to keep using electronics, you kind of need it to come out with the other raw materials that are in the earth, because it just naturally exists with gold, silver, copper, and other metallics like that. So it's, you know, not a case of they could just leave the uranium behind. It's in the processing of the copper. So
all right. Well, somebody send the hippies a message via the Royal Messenger. Send them over a copy of the nuclear scare scam video so that they can look it over real good, and maybe they'll rethink that portion of the deal. But either way, man, come on. You, if you're going to protest, you're protesting the wrong darn people. And, you know, especially if you go over here to the United States and try to protest, they got these nifty little...
They'll put you in the protest zone. It's like 400 down the street and around three corners.
Yeah. So, if you go to protest... If you're going to protest a quarter of a mile away from the guy you're protesting about, the guy you're protesting about probably doesn't even know you're even protesting until he sees it on the news whenever you're getting pepper sprayed and billy clubbed. And what else do they do to you?
Cheer. So was he care?
Yeah.
Well, I saw this one guy on YouTube. He had the answer to all that. He said, you want to fight these guys and he's with these, you know, got these shields out in front of them and they're in their full assault dealer and they're going to call it crowd control. He says, don't throw sticks and stones at them. Look, they got guns with rubber bullets and all that kind of stuff. You throwing sticks and stones and bricks and all that stuff, just going to bounce off. It don't bother them. He says, you need to find the right weapon. It's something that doesn't cause damage. He suggested piss balloons. You know, like water balloons. Yeah, you throw them, they will leave you alone.
You know the dog.
A man once said to me, "Hey, no one's going with a dude with a handful of crap."
Yeah,
and it's very true. Just think about that. You're not messing with that dude. Like, no one's coming near him.
you know the dude's
suggested, wrong as it is. That's actually a suggestion.
Yeah.
So you suggest we should bandit knock the White House? You know, bang on the door and then set a bag of turd on fire. Run.
Well, look, just take one from the playbook of the propaganda guys out there. You know all these doggone supposed, which we all know is a crock, because these guys are coming out with police and military-grade Kevlar and all this weaponry that you actually see the police carrying around, so it wouldn't be beyond me to see that the police come in there, shake everybody up a little bit and call it a terrorist, and somebody else gets to fall for it. You know, some skinny, 110-pound, soaking wet, zit-faced science geek from some backwood corner or whatever, he gets the blame for it, while some other guy is the one that went in there and scared the crap out of them. These protesters, if they're going to go protest, need to dress just like the cops that are going to beat them toothless. And, you know, a tooth for a tooth and an eye for an eye. You know? Put on some doggone police and military grade and some ski masks just like they do. Wear your own shields and all that kind of stuff. Go stand there and protest peacefully, and if they try to knock your tooth out, you bank them back. That's all there is to it.
Yep.
You know? I don't advocate violence,
man. I'm a man. You're a man. If you punch me in the mouth, I'm sure as hell I'm going to punch you in the mouth back.
Yeah. What gives them the authority to smack you around?
I know violence doesn't solve anything, but at the end of the day, I'm not having some bastard punch me in the mouth and get away with it.
Yeah. See, under their deal, they can punch you in the mouth and knock your tooth out, and you're supposed to stand there and take it. Stop resisting. Hell, yeah. I'm not resisting. I'm just standing here trying to peacefully protest, and you knock my tooth out.
Stop resisting is the new term for the old hunters. It's coming right for us, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can just scream that, and you're quite okay to do what the hell you like, you know? Stop resisting. So, you know, I have to bang your head up the pavement four times because you're actually being as compliant as hell, but I'm just an angry prick with my life and I want to take something out on you.
Yeah, so
well, the other option, here's the other option, guys. Well, you know the bulletproof vests are going to keep them from getting, keep the bullet from going through and all that stuff because of the tight weave, but it doesn't stop a nice pick. Well, that also means it won't stop a tranquilizer dart.
Yeah, but we're not advocating nobody go after people with ice picks and tranquilizer darts. We're just advocating...
No, just the tranquilizer darts.
Yeah,
and just, if he wants to start beating the crap out of some, shoot him right in the butt.
Yeah, peace for peace, you know. Like the Bible says, a tooth for a tooth and an eye for an eye. You stand there, man, if you're peacefully protesting and you're dressed just like they are, everything's cool. If they go to try to bank you on your noggin, you bank them right back. You know, justifiable force is what the police say. You know, they match force with force, supposedly, and then they punch some old lady in the face and then call it, you know, justifiable force. She had a butter knife. She might have scratched my skin with it.
Yeah.
You know, it's just ridiculous.
Think you aren't.
You know,
some old lady in the face makes you want to rip their lips off. And
yeah, I'm agreeing.
You can't lower yourself to their level. Use that stupid tranquilizer dart. He needs a nap. He's had a bad day.
But if you're gonna be stupid enough, if you're gonna be stupid enough to think that you can go out there and peacefully protest near any government building, then you might as well be at least use some common sense and protect yourself. Get you some football gear, you know, and some football pads and some knee and a nut cup because, you know, they're gonna
kick it there.
Yeah. They're gonna kick you in your nuts, they're gonna knock you down, they're gonna beat you toothless, pepper spray you. So get you a doggone gas mask from the doggone old military surplus store and at least try to protect yourself if you're gonna stand out there and peacefully protest.
And by the way, chain mail makes an awesome Faraday suit.
There you go.
And then
whenever they shoot that charge over there, they get a little bit of the jolt back. So, you know, there you go.
Yeah, if they want to try and get you with the old taser there, they'll soon learn the hard way that you ain't going down with a taser.
That's right. But I'm just saying,
man. Get your metal shirt.
Yeah, like I say, chainmail, and you know, I mean, chainmail's not cheap, but you know, if you want to protect yourself, chainmail, that'll certainly take care of a taser.
You know, we the people.
If you dressed like a knight and you got the full chain thing underneath it, there, hey, that's just part of the costume. Yeah, go ahead and shoot me.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not talking about like a violent revolution. We're talking about a peaceful revolution. Yeah. If you are going to be stupid enough to think that you can actually go out there and make a difference by standing there chanting "Hell no, we won't go," or you know, "Down with Uncle Sam," or whatever, you know, or burning your draft card or flashing your boobies at them, you know, they're not going to do nothing.
Yeah, that'll get them.
Yeah, they're not going to care. They're not going to care. They'll just wait for somebody on the background to say, okay, this is enough. We got to clean the deal so the street can get through. So go beat them toothless and send them home and with their tails between their legs. And it's time for that to stop. So if you're going to be stupid enough to go out there and think that you're going to make a difference protesting with your little picket sign and all that kind of stuff, at least have some common sense and wear some earmuffs and some doggone football helmets and some hockey mask or whatever so that you don't get punched in the face. Or if you do get punched in the face, you at least save your teeth or something, you know?
Yep.
Because that's what they're going to do to you. Am I wrong?
Yep.
If you're going to fight violence with peace, you got to fight with one more thing, your brain.
Yeah.
Say a little bit of violence.
That's what I was saying, man. You don't throw them sticks and stones. Yeah, throw the piss balloon. You know, don't sit there and hit a guy with a billy club and try to beat him toothless because he did something that's just really stupid. Put him to sleep. You know, you could still win.
You know, they talk about how, you know, we got to be disarmed and depopulated and all that kind of stuff. And as I was listening to some of the conversation there, we were talking about hippies coming in there and trashing the grocery store, you know. They're not harming the government when they're trashing the grocery store. They're not harming...
It's average Joe me.
Yeah. So, stop harming...
But they are getting hurt.
Stop.
But they're not, buddy. It doesn't hurt the company one little bit, man. It hurts us. It hurts the locals of the town. It's the only person that affects, mate. The business just moves on.
What do they claim is their purpose?
They claim that their purpose is to close down the uranium mine.
Well,
which, as I explained, you can't.
Well, they got hurt.
Minerals. You can't extract minerals without taking some uranium in most cases. So
yeah, but Muddy, listen,
but they got hurt.
They got heard on the news media. They got heard by the people out there that got hurt by the process. The company didn't get hurt because they just write it off on their doggone insurance, and so it's no big deal. And then the cops will go around and round up the hippies and beat them toothless and throw them in jail and said they resisted and all that kind of stuff. So they gain nothing, and they gain zero. If you want to gain something by this whole process, then you're trashing the wrong place. You know?
Right. They are going about it the wrong way, but they did get hurt.
They got hurt, but...
It's the wrong angle probably got hurt.
The elite didn't care. They were still eating caviar.
It was the bad stuff they did that made it to the media, not their story. And what did make it to the media of their story was stuff that, like, anyone that knew anything about radiation would have laughed off in the first place. Like, one bloke standing there his photo in the local newspaper, and he's holding up this little digital Geiger counter that's got a reading of 0.05. So it's background radiation, mate. You know? You're standing over the top of the flaming mine, and you're showing background radiation. Are you kidding me? Go home.
Yeah. First step to protesting is send out a bunch of royal proclamations of you're fired to all the politicians. And when you go to vote, at least know who in the heck you're writing your name down for. You when you push that button, whether it be digital or whether you do the little punch-out cards or whatever, before you push or punch the hole there to say you're electing this guy, know what he stands for. I mean, for Pete's sake, the guy voted in for the carbon tax, and so, you know, he's one of the global warming freaks that's sitting there telling you how hot it's going to be while you're freezing your nuggets off. And charging you for it.
That reminds me, they got $30 of my money in that carbon tax.
Well, see?
You want to swap Owings?
I don't know. I wish I had a pack of cigarettes right now. I could get six of them for that.
Jeez, mate, you'd be able to get about 12 packets of cigarettes for a pack for the cost of a packet of cigarettes here in Australia.
Well, that's another thing.
I was talking about that the other day. We buy our pouches in like 50 gram pouches of tobacco. And a 50 gram pouch here in Australia will set you back $40.
Holy smokes! Look, man.
And 90% of that's taxed.
Don't you see something wrong with that?
Because if we make it more expensive, people won't want to buy them.
Really?
What a crock.
And the companies sit there and spray extra nicotine on the tobacco so that you get addicted and people ain't going to want to buy them. See, that's the thing. Yeah. First they do is to make you like something. You like it a lot, you know. There's guys out there that are into pornography. They like it a lot, so they'll buy it, you know. No matter if it becomes illegal, they'll still buy it. And then liquor, they'll get you all up on liquor. I love liquor, so, you know, that'll make it illegal. You're still going to buy it. Look at the Prohibition. They didn't stop people from drinking. They wanted to ban marijuana. Okay, marijuana's illegal. Unless you got some sort of cancer where you're fixing to die and they figure, well, this guy can go ahead and smoke a little grass or some wacky tobacco because it don't make no difference. He's croaking anyway. But then they want to turn around and tell you it's illegal to sell dope, but give you a tax stamp that you can buy if you do decide to break the law and sell dope. You can get a tax stamp so that you can claim it on your taxes. Now, what kind of drug dealer is going to claim a tax stamp on his deal saying, yeah, I sold $1 million worth of dope this year. How much taxes do I owe? Really?
That'd be gold.
I mean, come on. The common sense in this world went out the window with the invention of the pogo stick and the brass knuckles, man.
Yep. You know?
So, we all need to get us a set of brass knuckles and a pogo stick, bounce around and punch each other in the face, and that's what the government's going to get happy about, because look, hey, they're bouncing around on a pogo stick. That's funny. Hey, yeah, and they're also punching each other in the face with brass knuckles. We win, you know?
Yep. Yeah, no, you're dead right. That is the sort of game that's going on. I mean, yeah, you took it to the comic extreme there, but that is effectively what's going on. They're trying to hound us into a position where, you know, well, look at the mental health thing that's going on at the moment. They're trying to say, what, they're going to, by the end of the year, make like 75% of the population considered mentally ill?
Well, yeah, they are mentally ill for putting up with all this crap.
Yeah.
I'm not mentally ill. I just hate your crap. There's nothing wrong with that. You're not insane, people. All right. Depression. And I've explained this before on the nights. Depression is created through the situations that you have in your life at any given stage. All right. So when life is crap, you will get depressed. When the government makes your life crap, it will stay crap.
Yeah.
And you will stay depressed, and you'll buy their drugs, and you'll stay all mellow and on your little meds. And
well, there you go. There you go. See, now follow the doggone Prozac and Ritalin and the Luvox all the way back to the patent that has to do with PCP, which is essentially a horse tranquilizer. We're going to tranquilize our kids of this nation with horse tranquilizers because they have a bad attitude? I would have a bad attitude.
HD, they just need to go outside and play with a ball instead of their damn computer keyboard.
Yeah, I'd have a bad attitude too if I had to go to prison every day and be taught propaganda.
Exactly,
you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, these kids are bored. They're bored. That's it. You put them in front of a Nintendo and that same kid that can't pay attention in school can tell you every little tip and trick in that entire game. He can tell you where all the secret stuffs are, but he's ADD. He has attention deficit disorder.
Won't sit down and learn math because his Nintendo game is all he's got in the back of his mind even when he's sitting there at school, you know? It's away from that crap, you know? Bring your kids up. No, this is our job as this generation is to bring, you know, because I'm a little bit younger than you guys, but not that much, but I'm looking down the barrel of having kids. You guys have had yours, you know, but it's my generation and the generations coming up behind me. It's our job to pull our fingers out and bring our kids up with these morals so that, you know, this doesn't keep cycling. We've just got no...
Yeah, we just, Well, yeah, it all started with the video games.
Hold on a second, buddy.
They really want our children to go in. They want them to learn how to be cold-blooded killers.
Hold on a second, buddy.
When the video games started with us, we had Donkey Kong, we had Pong, TV Pong, Galaga, Galaxia, you know, and basically all the video games that pop out now are, you know, you're running, you got a gun, you got to do this, or you're going to steal a car, you're shooting this guy, you're shooting that, and basically you ain't thinking about killing, you're thinking about your skill.
Muddy.
And so that takes your mind off of what you're doing.
Listen, Muddy, take that same doggone video game, sneak in Einstein's theory of energy equals mass times the speed of light squared inside there. Teach the kids without them even knowing they're being taught, you know, a mathematical skill. Teach them some equations. Teach them some addition. If they want to get to the next portion of the game, they got to figure out this math equation in order to get there. Otherwise, the game shuts down and says, go back to school, stupid.
No, but hey, that's what we need. Like, hey, games. If kids are to play computer games, they need to have some sort of educational value rather than, you know, shoot them up, kill them down. And when I say educational value, you know, I remember educational value computer games of the 90s, and they were horrid. You literally had a sum in front of you that you had to solve in order to move on in the game. Whereas I think we're smart enough now with computer games that there's guys out there who are going to be able to come up with things where you can get sums into the game without necessarily, you know, actually putting a sum up in front of a child. Because once they see that they see at school as a sum, you know, they're not going to want to do that. This is a boring game.
And I'm
that needs to be part of the storyline, part of the on play of the game, you know.
I'll make a prediction here. If you turn around and write some doggone video games that are fun and educational, that will take them all the way from kindergarten all the way up through high school, and you tell them that they can go to school and play their PlayStation, they're never going to want to be home. They're going to want to be up there with their friends at school learning stuff. You know, they're going to be learning science and physics and everything about history, and it all be in a video game, you know?
Well, if you're going to teach them chemistry, I think the only one you'll get interested is, let's make a bomb. And then when they finally learn it and it all gets around, next thing you know, you'll have a bunch of bombs because now they want to try it in reality. See how far they can get somebody to splat.
Well, that's the thing.
Oh, well, that was a good one. That's the mindset that the government wants the kids to have because they want them to be cold-hearted killers,
that's,
dude.
That's not what we're saying, though, Matty. We're saying, like, homeschool. I was more thinking homeschool them on the computer. You know, you don't want to send your kids to school. You know, well, school is a bad place.
They're just getting them ready for the military-industrial complex, you know, by giving them these first-person shooter games. You know, you think about the hand-and-eye coordination that it takes in a first-person shooter game to keep from getting mopped as you're going through all the different levels.
Yep.
That takes a lot of skill. That takes a lot of knowledge. And so you tell me a kid's ADD and he can sit there and wipe out an entire army in this video game? Really? No, give him some horse tranquilizers. The kid won't calm down. He won't calm down because you're boring him to tears, man.
It doesn't do anything physical, you know. You and any one of you with kids who has ADHD, seriously, I want you to do nothing for like 4 days. Just sit on the couch, watch TV. Don't do anything physical or mental that will drain your energy. Just sit there and just watch telly, alright? And see how you go after like the third or fourth day, how your nerves are doing. Because I'm pretty sure you're going to be like climbing the walls because your body wants to do something. Your body needs to move. Otherwise, your brain starts going stir crazy. And that is what your ADHD and ADD crap is.
That's exactly what it is.
You just need to get outside and kick a ball around, be physical.
So, we need to put another royal scroll out there, a class action lawsuit against all the educational facilities of the world. And we need to, like, essentially make this a long, lengthy letter that says something basically, you dumbasses are fired!
Get out!
Yeah, there you go. You ain't got 24 hours to get out. This is an immediate, you got the atomic boot to the ass. We're going to teach our own kids because you guys suck.
Immediate eviction. We need lots of people to help you move.
No, we ain't even going to let them move their stuff out, their books or anything, because we paid for all that crap. We need some firewood for this global warming, man. Start off teaching.
Yeah, the global warming, they got cold.
Yeah. I got snotsicles, man.
Snotsicles.
King Shaziz the Terrible has snotsicles.
Who invented a snotsicle?
That's all I'm saying, man. When's the common sense going to kick in? When's the average Joe going to get off their butt? You know, they closed down the Twinkie factory and everybody went ape. They were buying Twinkies for like $2,000, man.
Yeah, we heard about that in Australia. What a bunch of, there's not even a word I could use on radio for them.
Dumbasses went out and bought Twinkies because they were the last box of Twinkies. I'll give you $2,000 for that last box of Twinkies. Listen, fat ass, get on the doggone treadmill and wear that stuff off and get over the Twinkies because your government's killing you with the Twinkies. Twinkies will outlaw, after a nuclear holocaust, the only thing that will be left will be Twinkies and roaches.
Yep.
You ain't gonna be there.
Roaches, that's all will be left.
That's what I'm saying. The doggone elite of the world sitting up there eating caviar and steak tartare and having fancy little napkins in their fancy tuxedos, you know, and being served up by some of the low-life scumbags, we the people, you know. Screw that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, next time you go up there to serve them, I'm sorry I dumped that steak tartare in your lap, Mr. Congressman. You suck. You're fired.
I'm not explaining why I came out of the bathroom with your dinner served, but here it is anyway.
Yeah, if your toast is a little soggy, it was double dipped in the crapper, for Pete's sake. Come on.
Oh, here's your royal scroll back.
You know, they put all these regulations out here that got stores out there and restaurants that have to throw food away after so many hours because it's deemed uneatable and they're starving people in the world. Are you freaking kidding me? There's some little baby sitting out there needing a blanket and a pillow and some loving and some doggone food, and you're going to throw thousands of tons worth of food away? Over there in Ireland, they were talking about throwing thousands of potatoes away in the trash because of a whatever.
Yeah.
Makes me sick.
Somebody stuck a fork in it and took a bite.
These things that would be illegal. If any one of us were in power, you know what I mean?
And you know what? If they get caught doing something, you watch it on the news, they'll have this big old deal. Okay, well, you know, as long as he volunteers to resign, that's payment enough. You know, oh no, if that was us, it wouldn't be no payment enough. We would not get to resign. We would get thrown directly in jail, so deep under the jail, we would literally speaking every version of Chinese that there is to speak. That's all there is to it. And they wouldn't care. And they'd probably throw our relatives in jail just because we did it.
And so, fair chance.
When's it going to stop? When's the stupidity going to stop? When are people out there in this world going to stop paying the dollar on electric company?
That's what I was going to say. Hey, populace, you ready yet?
Yeah. We're going to go out there and pay the electric man thousands of dollars a year for freaking electricity that he can get for essentially free. You know, because he's getting tax donations from the government to supplement the fuel cost of his doggone factory. So, because he's hurting, you know, he's got to pay all his employees and he's got to have the upkeep on the machinery and all that kind of stuff. Screw that! Build your own damn machinery, man! How hard is it to build a generator? Really?
Yeah.
One day.
Yeah, pretty simple.
You know, I'm just,
we even know how to make magnets.
Yeah, I mean, come on, man. Basic science is out there. Your kids are going to school and they're not even learning basic science. They're not even learning what's the Constitution. Go ask any kid here in the United States what's the Fourth Amendment or the Fifth Amendment or the Sixth Amendment or the 14th Amendment. Ask them any of that. They could tell you the First Amendment because that gives them the right to cuss and wear shirts that say, up yours, you commie, you know what. You know,
yeah.
They can do that because that they know that one because it's the First Amendment. They know what the Second Amendment is because, it's the right to keep and bear arms. A lot of Americans like guns, you know. So, with that said, you know the first two, but you know that if you lose the first two, all the rest go with it, and the ones that are on the back end of the first two are just as important as the first two. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, somebody needs to get educated in law in a hurry and start going with your brothers and your sisters to court and putting these doggone freaking robe wearing powder wig having a job low life backstabbing communist no good for nothing freaking doggone treasonous you know what SOBs in their place. They're there to serve and protect. That's what it said. They took the oath. They said to serve and protect to protect and uphold the United States Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And then, after they get through saying that, they strap a big fat badge that weighs about 700 pounds on their chest. They poke their chest out. Their head swells up to about the size of the Goodyear blimp. And then they go out there and beat a hippie toothless and pepper spray granny.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, welcome to what power does to a man.
Yeah, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely.
This is very, very true.
And Thomas Jefferson said...
Yeah, that kind of reminds me of Jeff Kelly when he first got out of the hospital. He just got out of the hospital, weak, had to have somebody help him walk, went to a diner, sat down to have him a cup, and here come these two big burly guys with all their weapons on them and all that stuff, tell him to sign this stupid proclamation that he won't cause no trouble. He said, well, I don't have my glasses. We don't care if you read it or not, Jeff. He said, we don't care if you can read it. We don't care if you know what's on it, as long as you sign it. If you don't sign it, we're going to take you in. Well, oh, come on, boy, they ain't even really looking at his rights.
No.
No, Jeff, man, I tell you what, man, he is bent backwards. He has come through so many things. And he basically reveals and tells the people exactly all the corruptness behind everything from the government on down into the Vatican and the problems it caused him through his life and all that. And, hats off to Jeff. Hats off to Jeff Kelly. One heck of a guy.
You know something? It goes in.
The corruption of the government being exposed. It doesn't seem to be working.
It goes into the military.
We're not shouting loud enough.
It goes into the military as well. If you get in some sort of trouble and you got to, they tell you to sign these papers. All right. Well, if you don't sign the papers, then they charge you with disobeying a direct order, and they sign them for you. So you didn't sign nothing. All right. And I know this firsthand. You did not sign nothing, but you got charged with it any damn way.
Right.
So, with that said, you know, if you go in there to serve your country, you get your freaking leg blown off, you get your arm blown off, you get your head bashed in, and all that kind of stuff there, you go down to your local Veterans Administration, and you're going to sign on for some benefits that you were promised from the get-go, whether it be via schooling or health care or whatever, and then you get told, hurry up and wait, man. Stand there and wait. Wait in line. And then you keep on waiting. And then you keep on waiting. In my case, it took 26 freaking years to get the doggone United States government and the military to fix a wrong that they had done to me over 20-some-odd years in the past. So 26 years of my life went down the freaking toilet because I had to hurry up and wait.
Yeah.
So I've been down that road.
Got a friend named Paul Ferris. I don't know his rank or anything. I never did... ask him or anything like that, but see, Paul Ferris was a vet. He did a lot of special stuff, and I tell you what, when they put him in the casket, he had all them bars and honors and war pins and all that stuff that'll get you that and $1.25 will get you a cup of coffee. But he wound up. He said he had a pain in his chest, And so he went down to the VA. We lived in the town, in Hampton, by gosh, Virginia. He went down to the VA. He told them, you know, he needed an examination. It took them 6 months to give an examination after going through the red tape. Well, you need to take this upstairs. He'd get upstairs. Oh, no, you're supposed to be doing that downstairs. And after like 3 or 4 times, he blew his top. Then they said, well, you know, you have to come back because we can't handle that, blah, blah, blah. They give him the heck of a runaround. Then after the 6 months, doggone, that pain was getting really bad. And they come to find out it was cancer. Okay, well, we got to fill out this, fill out that. They gave him a runaround up and down. He blew his top up there again. He told him, I ain't doing, you know. So he sent a letter to somewhere upstream in the military and government and basically jerked a knot in all of them. Boy, they was all ready to help him. But you know what? It was too late. That cancer had advanced so far, and then they still pulled that red tape thing on him. It took almost another 6 months to get him treatment, and he lasted about 2 months.
Well, I know about too
so
late.
Over a year being diagnosed. And when they put him in that casket and they showed, and he was in his dress uniform, so many medals of honor and valor and this and that. Yeah, well, he gave his life, pretty much.
I know
And all they could do is sit there, well, you need to go upstairs with this form. And they get up there, no, you got to go downstairs with this form.
I know about too late.
They never did.
I know about too late because we just buried my future son-in-law's father, and he tried and tried for over 16 some odd years to get benefits that were due to him, and he finally, because of the depression that he was going through, finally committed suicide, and we ended up burying this man. This man was a good man. He was loved by a lot of people, and he had military after military after military that showed up at his funeral. The doggone line to his funeral was huge. It was massive. And he had medals, just like you said. He'd done all the stuff that he was supposed to do. He served his country for all these freaking years, and they turn around and they spit in his damn face. And myself, I had my lungs filled with aluminum heat-treated oxide paint, asbestos, freaking soot from the doggone stacks in the old boiler systems, ships on a destroyer. I've been busted in the back of the head with a steel pipe by a superior officer, and it took me over 26 years to get any kind of resolution to that deal. And so this average Joe's out here being raised up to believe in the military-industrial complex that's going to go over there and mop some foreign country into the Stone Age, thinking they're doing it under the guise of freedom and democracy and all this kind of stuff, they're being screwed. And they're being screwed hard, just like the American people and all the people of every nation out there are being screwed hard with all these bogus taxes, figure out a way to regulate everything under the sun. They're going to tax you to breathe. They're going to throw you in jail if you try to save water when it rains. If you try to capture that rainwater, you're going to get thrown in jail for that. If you grow a garden in the back of your yard and then you try to give that to your neighbors or trade or sell any of that food, you're going to jail. So everything that nature produces for free, the governments of the world are taxing you to death on. And then when it comes down to it, after you've served your country, they're not going to do a damn thing for you until you do, just like Muddy said a second ago, you get a nerve under the right guy, and they're worried, oh, wow, this could give me some bad press, so let's help this guy out right here. But what about the other guys? What about the other guys out there on the verge of suicide? What about the other guys who just lost their legs, their arms, their mind? Some guys can't even help themselves. They have to be pushed around in wheelchairs and have to be tended to 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. What about those guys? What about the children in the land that just got their mom and dad blown out from under them? What about those? What about the little child over there starving? What about the homeless people living in tents all over the freaking world? This is what government representation gets you. This is what gets you. You go out there, you try to live your life, you try to raise your family, you try to do everything that you know in your heart is good, right, and just, and every time you turn around because you forgot this piece of paper or you didn't fill out this thing right here, you get screwed. They're going to take your tax money.
Or a staple or a paper clip.
Exactly. It just drives me insane, man. You know, makes me want to jump up and down on a pogo stick with brass knuckles and ape hangers.
And punch one of them in the face.
Yeah, right in the face. Tooth for a tooth and an eye for an eye. Come on,
man.
We
aren't government bashers. We aren't government.
I'm not anti-government.
They bash themselves.
I'm anti-corruption.
We're just reporting what we see and what we know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I say,
yeah, go on, buddy.
I don't hate anybody. But I don't really hate anybody. I hate the things that they do.
I'm not anti-government. I'm anti-corruption. I was born. Everybody, look it up. Look underneath the sign of Libra. You know, you'll see that the sign for Libra is the scales of justice. If the scales of justice are balanced, and everybody on both sides are suffering to a little bit in order for the best of humanity, then that's fine. But when the majority of all the people in the world are suffering, and the scales of justice are tipped in the balance of those who we pay to protect us and defend our rights of every single nation, and I'm not just talking about here in America, I'm talking about over in China, and I'm talking about in Korea, and I'm talking about in Vietnam, I'm talking about Russia and Ireland and Australia and Scotland, I'm talking about the people of the world. When the scales of justice are tipped in the balance of the favor of the clean, for Pete's sake, come on, I'm King Shaziz the Terrible. I rule with an iron fist. You can always trust your government. Seriously?
Yeah.
It pisses me off.
Tell you this every week, I can trust my government to screw me every time.
Yeah. Hey, you know
what? Money says in God you trust, but it's against the law to pray in school.
Then you got a problem.
You say we beat the Russians to the moon. I say you starved your children to do it.
Yeah.
All men are equal. All men are brothers. Then why are the rich more equal than others?
I agree.
Well said.
You know what? I tell you, I could just rant for this for days and days. We did the Shout It From a Mountain. And we got to do another Shout It From a Mountain. We got to get everybody out there on the top of their mountain, and we got to tell them, we're fed up. We got to send royal
That's
scrolls.
That's another thing that pisses me off, and I'm sorry to interrupt and put you there, and I think everybody really needs to know this. Shaziz sent seven emails to shoutitfromthemountain24.com. He sent it. It showed him that it got sent. I received one.
Yeah, so what's going on?
Back to Shaziz. One made it through.
So what's going on? Why is somebody out there trying to shut us up? I'll tell you why they're trying to shut us up, because they know that we're fed up. They know that if we talk to one another, you know, it's like this. Divided we fall, united we stand. You know what I'm saying? It's time to stand. It's time to climb up on the top of that mountain. It's time to send out the royal proclamations to every doggone whatever the heck representative you want to call them from whatever nation. It's time to say, you're fired. You guys are doing a crappy job. You're killing all the people. You're poisoning us. You're screwing up nature. You're fired. That's it. You are fired. Right now, I got an intrusion. Listen, right now, I got an intrusion attempt on my computer. There's somebody who's port scanning my computer right now as we speak. My virus program stopped it. You see what I'm saying? We're pissing them off. We're getting their attention.
They told us off earlier.
Yeah, they weren't impressed with my baiting trunks from the earth. Buddy. not in the lead.
I'm just saying, man, you know,
at exactly the same time.
We
know them bastards are listening to us.
But I got back on in 12 seconds.
Yeah, I think. I was dude at the NSA going, double kill.
We know we're pissing them off. We know they're listening to us. We know that.
Fell back.
We know that Microsoft sold us out.
That's stupid.
We know all this stuff. We know that the software companies out there are spying on us.
Yeah, that's why Microsoft bought Skype and put all them updates that make it work, and then they're going to kill it at the end of the year. But like I said, with every little problem, every little battle lost, it always seems to make stronger.
No,
so now we've got this other deal, Unseen. Yes.
Buddy, you're cutting out bad.
I gotta do something there, Muddy. Skype's not getting continued at the end of the... What's actually happening is, you know how there's other programs out there that will connect into Skype? There's these programs out there that you install this one program and it has like all the different chapters from MSN through to Skype and ICQ and just all of them in the one program. Those programs want to use Skype. Also, if you want to use Skype, you actually have Skype. Like we do.
Hey, Cultus, can you?
Yeah,
Cultus.
Yes, mate.
Can you renew your call because somebody's jacking with you on your side?
Right.
All right, guys, we're going to go to a quick tune right here because we're all rowdied up. I'm going to throw this song right here by Disturbed. So here you go.
Telling me I got to beware. The think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop. Children, what's that sound?
Hey, hey, tu sais the turbo. All rise for the king, Shazam the turbo, and the knights of the round table.
Everybody, you're listening to the Knights of the Round Table. Got my Honorable Knight Cultus and my Honorable Knight Muddy Mudman with us. And so I want to take you on into a journey into the future, all right? Let's go ahead, let's say like 10, maybe 20 years into the future. A little child asking his mama a question. He says, "Mommy, why does that chicken only have 7 beaks?" And mommy says to the child, says, "Well, child, that's because our government, Monsanto, wants to kind of cut back on things because we can't have these chickens getting too fat. They're taking up too much room in the doggone storage facility. So we got to cut back from 12 to 7 beaks, you know, because we don't want these chickens to be too close together, you know, and all that kind of stuff because they might, you know, infect one another." So, you know, here we got now in 20 years into the future, doggone it, we only have a chicken with 7 beaks. Are you kidding me? Why can't we have a chicken with 12 beaks? Because Monsanto, our great leader, Monsanto, says, "Oh, you can only have 7 beaks because we don't have enough room for the storage facility because these chickens, they're too close together, you know. It's stinking up the joint. And it's costing us money, so."
Can I ask what happened to the chicken with 1 beak?
Oh, well, Monsanto over the years went ahead and genetically altered the chicken so that it would grow more eggs and more fat and more monosodium glutamate.
Mouths to eat more food and get fatter quicker.
Yeah. So you got a fat chicken, you can sell more chicken. But of course, now, going back into the future, say, "Mommy, look, this chicken's on sale here at the store. It only cost $700 per ounce." "Really? That's cheap. Let's throw it in the cart. Watch out for that 7th beak. You don't want to chip it off because we're going to need that." You know? Really?
Oh, yeah.
Come on. This is
what beaks are the only edible part of it, these days.
Yeah, this is what our world is heading towards, you know? Now, Now, you got all the farmers up in jail because they finally got fed up and they had a big old revolution, the farmers against Monsanto. And Monsanto hired the black ops guys from Blackwater Projects to go over there and basically mop the farmers and, you know, beat the hell out of them, pepper spray them, and put off a couple false flag events so that all the people of the world said, oh, those farmers are terrible. Look what they did. They done went and blew up that chicken coop. Now we can only get 7 dicks.
Many things can be achieved with chicken and diesel.
Yeah, that's
what they
did.
They got rid of the two-legged chicken.
Damn dirty farmers went and tried to blow up a chicken coop, man. Now we can only get 7 beaks.
Well, that farm organization, the terrorists, mate. Watch out for them.
Yeah. Damned old farmer in his bib overhauls out there trying to freaking plow the land with a pitchfork because now carbon taxes are so high he can't afford a drop of fuel, because a drop of fuel 20 years from now costs you $152.5 million and 32 cents plus tax.
And 32 cents, don't forget.
Yeah, plus tax. Which we all know how the tax system goes.
Yeah.
So, the poor old chickens...
32 cents with a $1.32 tax.
The poor old chickens of the future have to survive with only 7 beaks. Damn it. Damn it, man! All right. So, anyway, that's...
I remember the guy Go ahead.
That's the common sense. That is what we're seeing right now, okay? We are seeing crops that one day will get up out of the field and attack your face. All right, you walk along the cornfield. The Monsanto crops are self-protected, and if a human comes around and tries to eat the corn, then the Monsanto crop has a built-in device that will put teeth on the corn stalk, and suddenly it's chewing your face off. And as you're running down the road with your bloody stump of a face like dripping off of you, the doggone corn stalks are following you down the road, and they're grabbing your children up and doing all kinds of terrible things, you know.
That's it. I know what I want for Christmas.
What do you want for
Terms with lasers strapped to their freaking heads.
Yeah! There you go.
If you cut an ear of corn, does it not bleed?
Yeah. Do you remember the movie Attack of the Killer Tomato?
Yeah.
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 Damn. That damn tomato would terrorize the town, man.
Nearly as good as King Kong.
Yeah. But come on, man. Seriously, common sense. Where did common sense go? I mean, do we have to point it out?
Go ahead. Did they have it to start with?
Well, we the people, I thought, had it.
Some of us.
Well, I think it was after us. Here's what I think happened. I think the American people, along with the Australian people, along with all the rest of the people of the world, pretty much got punch drunk. You know how like a boxers will get in a ring and they'll get punched in the face so many times they get kind of, hey, yo, Adrian, I did it. I did it, Adrian. I ain't got no teeth left, but I did it. You know? And so the American people are punch drunk. They've been punched so many times. They've been knocked down. They've been threatened at gunpoint. If you don't pay your doggone school loan now, the jackbooted thugs with the ski mask are going to kick your front door in of your grandma's house just because you happen to live there. They're going to beat Granny Toothless. They're going to pepper spray her. They're going to take away any firearms that she might have back from the Civil War, you know, that don't even fire anymore because that could be dangerous. You could use it as a billy club, you know.
Yeah, my pistol whips on with it.
Yeah!
Beat him with a stock.
Does anybody besides me find this slightly ludicrous? Alright, so let's jack around with nature, okay? Let's go out there and genetically modify all the food, supposedly to grow more food, to get the starvation from out of the world. We have no starvation 20 years down the line. But wait a second, hold on. Wait, hold on. What's that? I hear a baby crying. Oh, yeah, there's a hungry baby in the world. We failed again. They screwed us in. They're going to keep on screwing us now.
Anyone who believes that Monsanto is making these crops to feed the starving population of this world is an absolute nut. moron. It's all 100% down to Monsanto increasing their bottom line by literally, they will be making your food faster by packing it full of freaking hormones and steroids and, like, all, it's just basically, you know, more accepting of all the stuff they already pump into it, and you're basically just going to have the shell of a vegetable full of water, and yeah, well, may as well just drink water, but wait, should you drink water, because it's full of fluoride, anyway, so...
Yeah, well, you know what, personally...
We're in a trouble, eh?
Everyone knows O King... Hold on a second. Everyone knows O King Shaziz the Terrible is kind of on the crazy side. But I'm going to tell you something. I don't want boobs. I don't want to grow boobs. I don't want to have 7 fish eyes hanging out of my head.
I don't know. I don't know. You know? It could be fun, Shaziz.
I don't want no 5-headed chicken whose hat fits like a glove.
Let's go.
Look here, man. You eat this genetic... Look, you eat a piece, you go ahead and get an apple, you get a piece of fruit, you eat it, and you get this little bit of taste in your mouth. It's kind of like you lick somebody's armpit that put the speed stick on, you know, that alum taste. You say, oh, it's still got insecticide on it. So you go to the sink and you wash it off and you rub it and you clean it real good. You take another bite, and it still tastes like insecticide. Cut down real deep into it, and then you take a bite from the inside, and it still tastes like insecticide.
Yeah.
You know what? That's because it's genetically modified to grow its, excrete its own insecticide. It's all through it. Can't wash it off. And the genetics get into your body and change your genetics.
And the funny thing...
They're trying to make us vibrate at a higher rate.
The funny thing about that whole deal is after you get through eating that apple with the insecticide and you get finally down to the core, a nifty little gross worm crawls out of it.
With 2 heads and 4 eyes.
Yeah.
It's high, Shabbat.
And he's got boobs.
Yes.
You know, South Park did a doggone really nasty looking deal one time. They call him Mr. Hanky.
Oh,
the Christmas poo.
Christmas poo.
Yeah, so that's the future. Seriously, you're going to walk past the septic tank and Mr. Hanky's going to jump out with a freaking AR-15 because he's part of the government, and he's going to start mowing you down. Drit, 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 drit. Oh, Mr. Hanky in the Christmas poo. You know, we laugh, but come on, man. Look what's going on. They're stealing from the world. Monsanto only wants to own a patent on the gene so that they can make more money by stealing other people's crops. That's all there is to it. They only want to own patents.
Well, there's more to it. The government says, yeah, okay, well, you can do all this stuff. You can sit there and make money as long as you weaken the people while you do it. So they put all these insecticides into, you know, make these things grow their own insecticides and change your genetics and weaken you. And if they can't do that, then no, you can't have your product. You can't own your gene and all that kind of stuff. It's just,
so
I don't know, man.
Chances are...
The fruit, the veggies, all that have 5% of the nutrition value. And you're going to need all that nutritional value to fight off the effects of the doggone toxins that you're eating.
Yeah.
And no, it you're going to starve with a full belly.
Chances are chances are if your food tastes like cardboard and or crap or bug spray, then it probably has a Monsanto label on it. And they're probably going to sue me for saying that. Good. You can't squeeze blood from a turnip. Oh, wait, maybe you can because you just genetically altered the turnip. Now the turnip bleeds.
Yep. Yeah, that's Monsanto for you. Yeah. And, you know, at the end of the day, I'm here too. You know, once they sue me, they can go for their lives, but they're just devils, mate, you know.
That's right,
literally what they are. They are, you know, I'm not a religious man to use a term like that, you know, but... yeah, man, they're like, if they were ever devils, mate, they're there. There they are.
Well, when they genetically cross the doggone cactus with the drop bear, you'll become religious.
Cactus with a
drop bear. Tell them about drop bears.
You know about drop bears, mate?
No, I don't know what a drop bear is.
Oh, man, if you ever come to Australia, man, you gotta be real careful. Drop bears.
Oh, they hang in the tree, and as you walk by, they drop out of the tree on you?
It's silly, man. Oh, yeah, they're a koala, man, but they, you know, they're these drop bears, and they go, and so, like, ignoring at the top of your head and stuff, dude.
Yeah, but they only attack tourists.
Yeah, only tourists, man. You never see an Aussie. You never see an Aussie with a scar of a drop bear.
Only tourists. Only tourists.
Yeah. All level with you. There's no such thing as drop bears.
Yeah. But
there's been this thing for many, many years on the internet. Drop bears, and if you search drop bears, you'll actually find like pictures of drop bears eating people's butt out that have been dropped and stuff. It's pretty funny. It's kind of like the new one, you know, that we're all upside down in.
Yeah, but if these knuckleheads have their way, drop bears will be crossed with cactuses and they'll be ravaging the land, you know. So you Australians will be running around screaming bloody murder while trying to hand the government your tax money for the carbon tax because you're breathing too heavy.
Yeah. Oh, by then it'll be the genetic mutation tax, won't it?
Yeah, because you got extra eye, you got to pay for that.
Yeah.
And the 7-beak chicken will be chasing you as well because he's got to feed.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll be all up on your neck sucking the blood like the succubus.
Yeah. And those, they cross the elephants with the rhinos?
Yeah.
Call him
Elefino.
Yeah.
Elefino.
What the heck was that? Elefino.
Yeah, Elefino.
Well, you live here, you ought to know.
There's a lot more meat on
them. I just had a horrible thought of a house fly and a spider. That's it. I'm over it. I warned you before, Muddy. As soon as there's a flying spider, I'm leaving the planet, bro.
Yeah, I wanna see Monsanto top that beetle that farts fire. Oh yeah, that's the real thing. She says I was floored when he told me about it. There's a beetle that farts fire, and I said, man, if Monsanto can top that, then I'll clap.
Well, here in the United States, if the beetle that farts fire comes over here, we're protected because we have Smokey the Bear.
Good stuff. Quack.
Yeah, I hear he's got a full fire hose waiting for that beetle.
You know, Smokey the Bear, he's going to have his work cut out for him because it used to be his deal was only you can prevent forest fires. Really? It's going to be up to him because he's going to have to be out there stomping on these fire and bugs, you know.
Fire, fart, yeah.
Yeah.
Hang on, I've got a link here to a YouTube video I'll drop in our Skype window because I can't go into anything else on this laptop without it crashing on me. If someone can chuck that around in their chat rooms for us. But that's a video on the Bombardier Beetle when he farts fire.
Man. What will they think of next, man? But you know,
and you don't have to thank Monsanto for this one. I actually had none.
we laugh and we joke and we talk about all this stuff, but you know, it's heading that way. It's going down a road of insanity. You know, anytime you got a government who is doing what we are seeing right before our very eyes, and they're telling you at the same time that it's for the children. Oh, we got to go over and bomb Iraq and Iran and Afghanistan and Syria and Libya, and we got to bomb Australia next because they got drop bears. And wait a second, we're going to bomb the Americans too because they're talking too much crap and we can't have that. So, you know what I'm saying? Come on, man.
Yep.
I'm a bomb myself.
That is sort of what it's getting out of, isn't it? But don't worry. They'll never make you bomb yourself. They'll just put you at war with someone who will bomb you for them. That's how they do it.
Well, that's what they do. You know, they'll go down there and tell my neighbor, hey, I seen your neighbor down there, and he looks kind of shady. I think he's a terrorist. Maybe you should go blow him up or something. And my neighbor's like, terrorist? I heard all about them guys, you know. Yeah, aren't they like farmers and stuff?
They blow up chicken coops, man.
Yeah, they blow up chicken coops, and they also have constitutions, and some of them even carry those nasty Bibles, so we gotta go over there and kick his butt.
That's the one. I seen one of them had a tape from the Knights of the Round Table.
Yeah.
Now he's in trouble.
Yeah, see, 20 years down the line, this podcast is going to be so illegal that it will be beyond the death penalty. You will get murdered, and then they will put you back together with nanobots, and then they will murder you again, and then they'll put you back together with nanobots, and then they'll murder you again, kind of genetically alter you to make you look funnier than you did before, and then they will bomb you again and kill you, and they'll keep on bringing you back, killing you, and when they get bored with that, they'll put you under the jail. You'll be speaking Chinese and eating some sort of weird-looking three-eyed freaking seven-beak chicken for dinner.
we're gonna burl up in oil and string him up by the neck, man.
You can't have nobody listening.
Burl him in oil again.
You can't have nobody listening to the Knights of the Round Table. That's illegal.
Yeah.
You know we're on the list.
It's gonna be priceless.
You know we're on the list. We're probably top of the list.
You know what I say? If you're not on your government's watch list by now, you should. Damn well ashamed of yourself.
Yeah, you filthy, no good for nothing.
Hey, get up your ass and start fucking with the rest of us.
Yeah, start complaining. Raise your voice.
Make a noise. Get off the couch.
Hey, if you ain't on the list by now, you're on the government side.
Pretty much.
That's all there is to it, man. Look at that! Hey,
still calling. It's going.
Intrusion attempt blocked. The port scan. Type intrusion attempting to against this computer has been blocked.
I ate another one.
Yeah, if you're awake, you're illegal.
Yeah, man.
We're under attack already.
good.
So
I tell you what, losing the freedom. And this world becoming more like a prison, to me that'd be more torture than that'd be more torture than I could bear. I just write, yeah, go ahead, man, just behead me. Whatever you got to do, I think somewhere it says they're only you only get days of torture and then they have to kill you. So just hope they're pretty efficient at the beginning.
They're up to date with the latest of the UN laws, eh?
Hey, what has the UN done for anybody lately? Seriously?
Not much.
Okay,
though I do think they do a little bit of good here and there.
Okay.
They paid your electric bill.
And I only say that because I have a family member who has actually done helpful work for them.
Well,
sweet.
Okay, so we got one mark on the chalkboard for the UN.
What?
What?
Can we get any more?
Can we get any more? Any testaments to what they've done for you lately?
Where's that cricket sound file when you need it?
Yeah. Hey, what has the what has your government done for you lately?
Hey, nice work.
Serious, man. Come on. You know, look, as King Shazaz the Terrible looks out over the land, you know, you ever heard that song by Metallica, King Nothing?
Nothing.
Yeah, it talks about, you know, when it's essentially all blown up, what are you the king of? You look out at the wasteland and you're essentially king of nothing. I mean, there's nothing. It's just everybody's out there picking in the trash trying to find some cheese to lick out of an old McDonald's wrapper.
Yep.
You know? McDonald's cheese will get you high. They're going to make that illegal.
You're lucky you can still buy nut meat, man.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's just nuts, man. It's just freaking. We sound ludicrous. We sound insane. But look at step back and look at the big picture. What are you seeing? Anytime you hear genetically altered food, that should be a red flag right there. Because nature has already made it where it's good, you know? So why and how can man improve on what nature has been taking all these millions of years to create? Now you're going to sit there and say, wait a second, nature made one stalk of corn and I'm like God because I'm one of the green freaks that preach global warming / climate change. I can make two heads of corn on that. And I think I might even get a little crazy and make seven beaks on a chicken.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
He'll eat more, he'll get fatter, and we'll solve the world's hunger. Never mind the fact that poor baby who you just gave a chicken sandwich to in a third world country just popped out another freaking eyeball in the center of his head and four more ears.
Yeah.
It's all right. He can hear better.
He's got quad phonics, man. Calm down.
I'm serious, man.
No, man, it's all right.
Brings more meaning to that word. She's too nosy. Yeah, she got two noses.
Oh, yeah. That's all you need is some nosy neighbor with two or three freaking noses on her face, you know, with big ears that she can, like, zoom in telephonically and hear your conversation even though you're behind 6 feet of lead.
Yeah. But, you know, the really sad thing in all this is that the things we're describing aren't half as gross as what birth defects tend to actually be.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
intestines on the outside of the body instead of on the inside. You know, half a brain growing outside of the head. You know, just bits missing, and you know, just really, really random crap that the body can produce when it's not producing things correctly. You know, like guys, what we're describing is very, very minimalistic in comparison to the reality of birth defects. You know.
Well,
yeah, and then their genetic experiments get loose, and we find some a man's head on a pig, or you know, and all that kind of stuff. What have been really? They've been really going to town. They've been working at it real good there.
But
an
you
intelligent
know,
pig know how to round up the other ones for
them. Yeah.
But you know, every country, every one of the major superpowers has nuclear bombs and all that kind of stuff. And you can't have any other country back there having any kind of nuclear power because, you know, they could actually get a nuclear bomb. So, you know, the world's energy crisis, you can solve that, but you got to go in this direction. It has to be with this fuel, and with that fuel, you can't do anything. And then once you do get it set up, we're going to charge you taxes on whatever fuel you do use because we have to control the climate. Then you got knuckleheads out there doing experiments with the climate. There's a paper out there written by the United States Air Force Academy that says owning the weather by 2025. Now, okay, so there's a paper out there. That don't mean they're doing it, but that means they're thinking about it. And so with all that said, you know, why would anybody write this paper if they weren't thinking it's even slightly plausible and then put the United States Air Force Academy name on it, you know? If you own the weather, then you own the people because if this farmer over here doesn't pay his taxes, you just shift a jet stream over and he don't get no rain for his whole season and all of his crops die out and then he's got to go to Monsanto and lick the boots of the man so that he can get some crops that he's going to be paying for the next 20 years of his life. Seriously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something screwy there, isn't there?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense, man. And the average Joe just kind of sits back, oh, well, you can always trust your government. Government would do that. There ain't no conspiracy. We get rid of guns, we get rid of murder. Okay, do, jump in the old Shaziz time machine. We're going back in time. Okay, a couple thousand years, according to the Bible. The first murder was done with a rock, man. Dude picked up a rock and bashed his brother's skull in. Okay?
Yep.
A rock. Now, we're going to have to ban rocks, but since the entire world is full of rocks, where are we going to store all these? We're going to put them somewhere up in Alaska where nobody can get to them. We're going to have to shovel all these rocks over there, and then the damn planet's going to be lopsided because we got so many rocks on one side that we're going to float off into space. So, common sense.
Well, let's look at it from this point of view. We all know I live in Australia, and we've got no guns. Well, there are two types of people in this lovely, lovely country of mine that have guns. They are the government and the criminals. No, just one kind of person. Criminals. Criminals are the only bastards with guns in this country.
Yeah, you're right, you're right.
No one else has firearms in this country but criminals.
Yeah, so you guys would have your violent revolution with a dozen eggs, some baked potatoes, some corn on the cob, and you'll be throwing these at the guys who are shooting at you with AR-15s and Uzis and 50 caliber machine guns. Oh, look, he's got a potato!
Yep, that's exactly it. Mate, it's forks and potatoes, mate. That's all we got.
Yeah, and while you're laying there in your own blood, sweat, and piss after you just got beat toothless and shot with a 50 cal, they're standing on top of you with their boot on your neck, and they're saying, stop resisting, as they're tasing the piss out of you.
Yep.
Tell me, when's the last time you seen any cop come up here with a taser that was saying something really polite to you? Like while he's shocking the crap out of you, he's saying, oh, well, I hope you're having a wonderful day. Did you get plenty to eat this morning? We're like really concerned about your well-being. How healthy are you? You feeling okay while he's sitting there shocking the living piss out of you? No, he's cussing you up and down a storm. After taking the oath that said that I will serve and protect and uphold the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, he said he would do that, and now he ain't doing that. He's shocking the piss out of you while standing on your neck. And Granny's neck. We need to teach all the grannies of the world some serious kung fu, man. That way when Granny is under assault by the doggone men in black, then she can be, you know, at least getting some licks in.
Oh, in this country, grannies are pretty tough, man.
Good.
It's the grandkids we need to teach.
Well, then we need to...
They're the ones that turn into little things.
We need to import some Australian grannies to the United States.
All right? Yeah?
We put an Australian granny in every household here in the United States, then the cops won't even come to that house. Because they know, oh, no, there's an Australian granny in this house. Don't go in.
At least once every 6 months you hear about some moron who's broken into some old lady's house to rob her and she's beating the crap out of him.
Put a sign on the fence, beware of granny.
Well, like, you know, granny's gone and grabbed her dead husband's old .22 rifle and just beat the crap out of this guy with the butt of it, you know. Love it. Didn't know he used a .22. Just use it as a baseball bat, beat the bastard with it instead.
That's right.
Even your granny wants to beat the shit out of you.
Yeah, I know an old guy got into an elevator and had two suitcases in his hand. Two guys went in to rob him, the doors closed. 2 minutes later, the doors opened, and those guys were beat to death with those suitcases. Yep.
Hey, and I'm going to tell you what, if we can get the women of the world to use their best weapon, then the cops are screwed, because I don't know if you've ever been hit by a lady's purse, but women carry everything in their purse, from rocks to freaking concrete or whatever, and they smack you in the head with your purse, you're going down. I don't care how big you think you are.
I don't know if your wife's handbag's anything like mine, mate, but I'm pretty sure mine carries a freaking universe in her, so that'd get walloped with it.
Well, my wife's got a cast iron kitchen sink in hers, and she'll knock you the you-know-what out.
Well, I scared the crap out of myself the other day, mate. I was tripped over the leg of a chair and nearly fell in the missus's handbag. I thought I was going to be vanished forever.
Oh, man, you could get lost in there. That's like the Great Abyss. And for Pete's sake, if you think you need some chump change, don't ever stick your doggone hand in your wife's purse, because chances are there's a bear trap in that sucker.
For sure, man. No, I'm seriously considering getting a length of rope, just tying it to one of the handles and leaving it hanging in the bag in case it will fall in there, you know?
Yeah, so you can get back out.
Get out, yeah. Sorry, women. We love you all, but God, strike me pink. Clean out your handbags once in a while.
Yeah.
You're not over for poppins.
And if you love your man, don't clip him with your bag.
Yeah. And darling, if you're listening to this, oh, I'm really sorry. I love you.
Me too, honey. Sweetie pie. Well,
just tell your wife. Just tell your wife every time she walks by the tire store to pick up those little lead weights that fall off the wheels.
Yep.
All right, we got to have a battle plan. Old King Shaziz the Terrible is calling all we the people to the deal. First, we got to have a battle plan. We don't want to send none of our young men and women into battle because they're already too mushy. What we need to do, first off, is get the old folks, because they're already pissed off. You know,
yep.
They worked their butts off to make this world a nice place, and then they're watching their governments of the world and the youth of the day just destroying it. So the first thing we need to do is give every elderly man, woman, a pair of brass knuckles and a pogo stick and set them loose on Congress and the Senate and the White House and all that. We need to put all of our old folks, stock them up with brass knuckles, hockey masks, and pogo sticks, and football pads, and ship them towards the White House, you know, just to start cleaning house. We're not talking about a violent revolution. We're talking about a knockdown, drag out of epic proportions by some folks who'd had some pent-up anger for over 70, 80 years of their life, and they got cheated out of their food stamps, they got cheated out of their Social Security, and they're a little pissed off. So we sent them up there to straighten things out. And then the next in line is going to be our ladies, because our ladies are a little frustrated, and they got the weapons. You know, they've already banned all the guns, but the women have their purses. And look out, brother, if you get hit by a purse, you're toothless. One of your tooth is going out at the very least, and you're going down.
Yeah, if you give them spring shoes, at least their hands are free.
Yeah, there you go. That's
yeah,
good thinking.
Solutions.
Yeah. So while they're bouncing around on their spring shoes and swinging around their purses and their brass knuckles, saying, hell no, we won't go, you know.
Don't forget the balloons.
But none of what we've just said is even remotely as crazy as what they've been trying to pass off as us as for our best interest. Seriously. You're going to put chlorine, you're going to put fluoride in the doggone water, you're going to put mercury in vaccinations, you're going to genetically alter nature's food, you're going to make it illegal to save water, you're going to make it illegal to save heritage seeds, you're going to make it illegal to farm your land and feed the hungry, you're going to make it illegal to do everything so that the only one who has any power or any say is the government. Or the corporations that run the government. Because let's face it, guys, as much as you think you voted for President What's-His-Face, he's not running the country. He really ain't. It's the guy behind with the fat wallet that is about the size of the Twin Towers that got mopped by supposed dudes that came up out of the desert with towels on their head and actually had a driver's license and learned how to fly but not learned how to land. Really? Come on.
Yeah, you want the truth. Yeah, I've pointed it out already, but if you don't believe me, go and look it up for yourself, and that is who is in control of the education of your children? And then you ask, why are they in control? And there you have all your answers.
Exactly.
That's the simplest and quickest way about it. Look at education. And there it is. You have the corporations have the biggest input into your child's education because it's your children who are going to be, or who they hope to be, their future employees. So, you know, they need them brought up a certain way and taught certain things. They're the ones you got to worry about. The guys with, you know, that are at the top with all the money, they're the ones in control.
Well, because I have past military experience and I have past police experience. I'm gonna add somebody to the call. Hold on, I can't. I don't know how to do this.
Add to the call.
There's no option for me to do that.
In our chat window, you got like a little microphone button. There's a little white X and the hang up button.
What are you trying to add?
You want the little white X, and it's got add people to this call.
Well, in our, I lost my train of thought.
So who are you trying to add here, buddy? I'll go ahead and add him.
Hold on. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do-do. All right.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
In our reality, man, because of all my past experience in first aid, in the mainstream media literally put out a video, and they pretty much claimed it as to be reality of what was going on. I know that when you go on to an accident scene, the very first thing that you do is you go out there and you assess the situation. Who is in the worst possible shape? Who has the least amount of time to live? And you doctor them first. Well, they left a man out there in a supposed Boston bombing that had his freaking leg blowed off, for Pete's sake. I mean, he was should have been arterial spurts going in every direction. This guy shouldn't have had more than 2 minutes to live. All right, then when they finally did get around to him, I know that the first no-no is that you don't put this guy in a seated position in a wheelchair and then haul him an eighth of a mile to the ambulance. You bring the ambulance directly to him. You make sure that you get this guy secure and patched up as much as possible, and then you get him in the ambulance with his chopped off legs folded up in the air so that the brain still has a little bit of blood to it. You get him in that position right there, you get him to the hospital, and this guy, this poor guy, is going to go through at the very least 6 months worth of medical to try to save his life. But yet this guy, he ended up going right back to, he's out there at the basketball game, man, you know, hey, I'm doing good, guys, really, come on. So, with all the stupid that we're seeing that going on out there in this world, the lack of common sense, and the average Joe just eating this up like as if it was all-star wrestling, you see where I'm coming from, man? It's nuts.
Yeah.
You know, common sense, like I said, went out the window with the invention of the pogo stick and or brass knuckles. Hey, Keith, how you doing? You're live on the Knights of the Round Table. How's it going, brother? Can you hear me? Well, he's here, but I can see his picture, but we can't hear him yet. All right, well, get your microphone sorted and jump in there when you feel free.
Hey, actually, he's dropped off there. He's just...
Uh-oh.
Anyhow.
So, anyway, we...
Keith is a... Keith, well, explain a bit. Where's Keith from, Shaziz?
Let me see. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Allentown, Pennsylvania, United States, according to his profile.
I've been there.
Looks like he's dressed in a police uniform.
That's why I asked. I thought he maybe was a friend of yours from the police force.
Yeah, policeman from the mountains. There you go. Mountain folk. Good people. I tell you what, I've been up there. I rode all through this beautiful land.
Hey, I think we got him back. Are you there, Keith?
Yes, I am.
How you doing?
Well, pretty good. I just find that the stuff you're doing is very similar to Keshe.
Oh, okay. Well, you might want to kill your video. We're doing live, and it cuts down on the bandwidth.
I should cut the video out.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know how to do that.
It should be a deal up inside your thing right next to the little microphone icon that has video. Just click on that.
Okay, I did it.
All right, there you go. Great job. So, Keshe.
You got the radio player. You got the radio player going in the background.
We talked about Keshe a little bit, me and my friend Colt is here, and, you know, Keshe's work, while it has some validity to it, it just, to me, my skepticism lies in the fact of a lack of a prototype. Now, that little bottle deal that they did and called it a reactor, it to some extent would be a reactor, but to me, it's more of a chemical reaction than anything else. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree. But when you look at his website and all the effort he's putting into it, there must be a lot of money behind him or something, because he just doesn't stop.
Yeah, it happens when they sell books and things like that, mate.
Or he's insane.
Yeah, I wouldn't say he's insane. I'd say he's got a very good marketing strategy for his series of books that he's been releasing over the last 12 months.
Yeah, I have all the books, but he doesn't ask any money for the books. It's small potatoes.
Typically,
if it's a scam, it's big money.
Mm. Yeah, there's got to be something in it. He would be receiving some funding from somewhere, one would suspect.
Well, I just can't figure it out.
The only thing that concerns me about his particular device as far as doing a plasma reaction, on a micro scale, it's really not no big deal, because what I see going on in there, when they do these little bottle plasma reactors, they got probes in the side of the bottles. You can see that. But whenever they turn around and they mix a chemical in there and kind of coat the inside of the bottle, and then basically dump that out and let it dry out for a little bit, and then they see that they're actually getting a bit of millivoltage on there, and they think that there's pretty much a reaction going on in there. Well, essentially, you do have atmospheric reaction going on inside that bottle, because it's not capped off, and so whatever hydrogen, oxygen, and nitrogen is actually going inside that bottle, reacting with that chemistry, is where they're actually getting the voltage, as in just like a chemical battery. You see where I'm coming from?
No, exactly. I assumed the same thing. It's just that he just seems to be out there, and he won't stop, and it's almost like he has something.
Well, there's a lot of... Here's the rule of thumb. If you're going to look into a free energy device, look into free energy devices where they're not trying to sell you a book, or they're not trying to sell you plans for a free energy device. Now, if Keshi's on...
No, I agree.
If Keshi's on the right track, then what he needs to do is to release it to the public and get it done. Because we know that everything around us is energy, including us. We're energy. I mean, we're 3/4 water, for Pete's sake. That's hydrogen and oxygen. Both are highly flammable. And then they have this mystery about how people actually spontaneously combust and burst into flames, and the only thing left is maybe a pair of boots or something like that. That's because the body... The body is a chemical. You got electromagnetic stuff going on inside your brain, you know, sending signals down to your nerve endings and telling you your body when to move this and that. And so with that said, if something goes awry inside the body, and you have some sort of electrolysis process going, and it's actually separating the hydrogen and the oxygen in your body, you're building up a gas inside there. Not only that, you could also be building methane up at the same time inside your body. So if something goes awry, your body does just like any other energy power source would do. It'll implode. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So I hope that answers your question about Keshi. We hope he's on the right track.
I still think there's something different about him. He's not the typical scam.
Well, I don't think he is either, because of the fact that he has such a large following. The problem that I got is that when things that come on the scene, such as his design and the way he's talking about there... There's another guy out there, I can't remember his name, talks about energy from the vacuum. He pretty much talks about the way Keshi's talking about. All right, so that portion of Keshi's work I agree with. However, the actual reactor that they use to do what Keshi's doing, I don't, because if you think about it on a small scale as opposed to a large scale, if you have a chemical reaction on a large scale, then you're getting into dangerous territory. Right now, my reaction requires a actual circuit. You have to actually flip the switch on, turn the power, and if something goes awry, it has a fuse that will break the switch. And I'm doing a plasma reaction, but I'm using an inert gas such as argon that's not flammable, so if it explodes, it won't burst into flames. However,
he's doing the same thing.
Yeah, but when you're
talking... Have you seen his reactors? They're metal containers, and they vacuum them, and they put inert gases in it.
Well, I haven't seen any of his updated videos, so if you have any links to that, I'd love to see.
This is old stuff. I'll send you a few. That's why when you see it, I think you'll see it's very similar to what you're doing.
Because I'm a firm.
This is not the Coke bottle. This is a stainless steel sphere with different types of inert gases inside it.
All right, well, like I said, I'd like to see them updated videos, because when you asked me the question, I was going on the knowledge of what I had previously watched the videos of Keshi's replications and stuff.
Sure.
So if he's got updated videos, I'd love to see those, and if he has actually got it into a contained chamber for the plasma reaction, then I'm cool with that. See, my problem with the Coke bottle deal was that with the Coke bottle deal and having an open deal for the atmosphere to actually get in, you run the risk of a runaway reaction. You know what I'm saying? If he actually achieved a plasma state, a visible plasma state inside of that Coke bottle, for instance, you've got hydrogen, oxygen, and nitrogen, and God knows what else going into that deal that will feed the fire. It's kind of like, you remember that movie Backdraft?
Yeah.
You got the fire going on inside, you know, everything's cool, and then somebody opens the door and the house explodes because all that oxygen just rushed in. You see where I'm coming from?
Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah, that's the difference. Anyway,
well, I'm gonna get off here. I'm gonna send you those links. I think you'll find it very interesting.
Okay, I appreciate that, and welcome to the Knights of the Round Table. Just by showing up on air, you become an honorary Knight of the Round Table. So, if you want to stop back in sometime, you're more than welcome.
Where is Transylvania, United States?
He's looking at your profile there, Bubba.
That's one of those nifty things to, like, I'm here but I'm not here, is for the NSA and the TSA and the DEA. They already know where I'm at. I mean, they're listening to us right now. Hi, guys. How y'all doing? Anyway, that's just one of those nifty little things to keep them bouncing in the corner.
Well, I'm in Florida.
Yeah, well, actually, I'm in the land of misery, so I'm in the heartland. But they already know
right,
that,
thank you for your time.
All right, take care, brother.
Bye-bye.
All right, now where were we, guys?
I was going to ask him if he saw any Russian troops up there.
Oh.
But seeing as he's in Florida, he's not in Zone 3.
Well, you know, Chinese troops, Russian troops, Canadian troops. We need some French troops over here, too. You know?
Boy, you need someone to run away.
Oh, yeah.
Oui, oui.
Come on, man.
That reminds me. I'll be right back.
You're going to run away, too, do you?
He's French.
No, I'm just pulling your leg.
Nah, we're not cracking on the French folks. Anyway, seriously, guys.
Yeah, I would do that.
At the end of the day, like using Cultus's phrase, look back, step out of the doggone box for a second. Step way back. Put your bare feet in the ground. Well, just don't do it today because you'll get frostbit. But either way, you know, get out there. Look at the world going on around you. It's not time to be in fear of the apocalypse. It's not time to worry about World War III and all that kind of stuff. It's time to step back and pay attention to what's going on in the governments of the world. Because they do not, and I repeat, do not have your best interest at heart. They don't. I mean, if you think they do, ask Colty. He lives in Australia. Dude, how much is your light bill? Can Muddy pay it for you?
I can't afford it on a fortnight's salary.
Can Muddy pay it for you?
On a month. Hey?
Is it all right if Muddy pays your light bill for you?
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Muddy, I'll send you the bill tomorrow, bro.
He done left.
he done run away that time.
Do you know what I'm saying, man? It's just...
Yeah.
We sit around, we complain about what the government's doing, and we don't enact any solutions towards doing anything about it. If you're going to go out there and be ignorant enough to go out there and peacefully protest in your T-shirt, for Pete's sake, with a sign that says, screw the government on it, then you got to expect that those guys with the billy clubs and the full-faced helmets and the doggone shields and the pepper spray and the rubber bullets and the beanbag guns, you're not going to fare as well as they do. It's kind of like if you went to the doggone paintball range with all your buddies and you're wearing your jammies while they're all decked out in Kevlar and everything else to protect their backside, you're not going to do so well. So if you're going to go peacefully protest, at least go out to your local freaking sporting goods store, or even a flea market. Get you a doggone hockey mask, a football helmet, some pads, and everything that you need, some camouflage gear, some commie boots with some doggone steel toes in them so that they can't stomp on your toes. Protect your groin area with a nut cup or something. Just protect yourself. because when you go out there and peacefully protest, you have to know ahead of time, you are going to get beat up. You are going to get beat up. That's all
it's
doing.
Inevitable, isn't it?
Yeah, they're steroid pumping freakazoid police state kind of militarized goons, all dressed in black with their face covered up. They got all them hormones. They got roid rage, for Pete's sake. Roid rage.
Yeah.
They might even have hemorrhoid rage. Who knows? But they're going to beat the hell out of you. That's what they're going to do. So don't protest like what? That. Duct tape some pillows around yourself, for Pete's sake. That way you can take a beating. Because you're going to get it. What do you guys got to say about that? Am I crazy?
Well, I don't think it's all the cops, but, you know.
Well, it ain't just the cops, it's the thugs. You're going down the road,
yeah. You
got a nice looking Rolex on your wrist, and you walk into the wrong hood, buddy, you're getting ganked. They're going to beat you down. They're going to steal your Nikes. They're going to rip your watch off your hand, punch you in the mug a few times. So here's the deal. Go out there to the Everything a Dollar Store, buy you one of them cheap old plastic watches, get you some really crappy clothes, and then walk in the hood. All right? You ain't going to lose your shoes. They're not going to take your watch. They might laugh you out of the hood because, look, the guy can't even afford a watch. Let's leave him alone, you know?
Yeah.
Common sense. Come on, man.
It's the world we're living.
Yeah. Yeah. So, if you're going to go up against the law or the gangsta, or, you know, they're
gangsta.
Both...
Or one and the same.
Yeah, one and the same. If you're going to go up against them, at least put some padding on to, you know, one of them things the boxers use, you know, they put in their mouth to keep their teeth intact.
Yeah, mouth guard.
And some goggles or something, man. Safety glasses. They preach safety glasses in school, but nobody wants to wear them because they make you look like a geek. I would rather look like a geek and still have my eyes.
You have your eyeballs in your head, wouldn't you?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, where do you go with that? And if you want to just, like, do it the right way, use the power of the internet. Flood their inboxes with freaking emails saying you're fired, 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 you're fired. And if Pete and Repeat were on a boat and Pete fell off, who'd be left? You know what I mean?
You're fired.
Yeah. So do that. Send their flood their email boxes and, you know, spam them out. Heck, sign the president up for some free coupons. You go on the internet, you can flood somebody with free coupons. All you got to do is put their email address in, and they get spammed to freaking oblivion, you know?
Force the American president to have to change his email address.
Yeah, instead of B-O, he's got to change it to B-O-O-O-O-O 47 billion and a half and three-thirds.
Taught that out, my fuck.
At UnitedStates.gov, you know. He might even have to start using a Yahoo account because Yahoo's got a pretty good spam filter.
Here's something I was thinking about before. When we were discussing the next step we've got to take and people in this world, I think people are awake to this. I think they're scared at this point. I honestly think there's enough people awake, but I think what they're worried about, and I actually see this in my own home, alright? We've got the in-laws and my sister-in-law and they're all quite savvy to this stuff. They understand that the government's, you know, corrupt and doing the wrong thing, and they fully get the gist of all of this. But not one of them are willing to walk away from their job or risk losing their possessions.
All right, you know, I got the perfect answer. I got the perfect answer. Have you ever heard of the Infinite Loop Letter?
No.
All right, this is what you do, folks. If you got something that you need to say to the government, then you create what's known as an infinite loop letter. All right, you write down the government's name on the outgoing address of the infinite loop letter. And on the return address, you write down the government's name on the infinite loop letter. You put your message inside there, all right? They will write return to sender. on the deal because they don't want to read your message. Well, when it goes back to the post office, it will return right back to them. They will write return the sender on there. After about a couple billion of the infinite loop letters keep coming back to them, every time they try to ship them away, they keep coming back. They're going to get tired. They're going to get wore out. They're going to want to take a nap. And then while they're trying to take a nap, you go down to your local freaking music store. You buy one of them big giant bassoons or one of them bugles. And you stand outside of their motel and you play taps on there. Doo, 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 doo. And then you got your other buddy over there, the blowhard, that's always mouthing off about government never wanting to do nothing. You punch him in the gut. He hits the bassoon. Doo, 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 you know. And then you gotta go. It's done. Okay? And after a while, sleep deprivation will kick in. These guys will say, I got to get some sleep. Let's give these people what they want. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, I'll read the letter.
Yeah, well, I honestly think people are just scared at the moment. I think they're all in the right mindset as far as understanding what is going on. But I think they're fearful that if we don't pull it off the right way, that they're all going to end up screwed. You know what I mean?
I agree.
Whereas I just think, screw it. If we end up screwed, we can't be any more screwed than we already are. So screw it. Let's screw it.
All right. When the bill collector calls your house, tell them, say, you got the wrong number. They moved to this phone number right here. And you give them the number to the White House. All right? So now you got all these bill collectors, all the collection agencies calling the White House. Ah, yeah, are you such and such? I want my money, you know? Screw yep. you, I don't care if you're the president, I want paid, you know? So you send all the bill collectors the number to the White House, you write your infinite loop letter, you protest with bugles and air horns and everything, keep them up 24 hours a day, and make sure that they do their job, and then everything will work out fine. Now, if you decide to go the alternate route and say, I can't take it anymore, it's time to protest, let's put on our AC/DC t-shirt and run up there and stand in front of the White House with a bunch of cops and tell them, hell no, we won't go. And let's burn our brows on the front lawn of the White House, you know?
I'm up for that.
Yeah, me too, brother.
Amen to that.
You see what I'm saying, though? You know,
we found something I can be religious about. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Redirect all your bills to the White House. Redirect all the collection agency calls to the White House. Redirect your mail back to the White House. An infinite loop. Okay. Send it all to them because they have your best interest at heart. They know better than you. So send everything that you got. When your phone bill gets here, send it to the White House. When your light bill gets here, send it to the White House. When your collection calls come in, send them to the White House. Send everything because the government knows better than you. They have more capabilities to control your personal finance than you. Send everything to the White House. Just keep shipping it all to the White House. And when the front lawn of the White House is so fucking full of trash, excuse my French.
Oh, it happened.
When the White House,
that's live radio for you boys and girls,
is so full of trash, they will get the hint. You know what I'm saying? I'm frustrated. I'm sitting here in the midst of the so-called global warming crisis of epic proportions with a hat on my head, a blanket that I nearly caught on fire by a little electric space heater that's probably costing me $20 an hour to use, and I'm pissed off. Look at that.
They're right to be.
That port scanning my computer again.
Are they?
Yes, intruder alert. Oh, man. You know what I'm saying, man? There's got to come a time when the madness has to stop. Go pull your friend off the bridge. Don't let him kill himself. Tell him, look, man, we the people woke up. We realized what the hell is going on. And keep your eyes peeled because things are going to fix and get a little bit rowdy. We heard it from old King Shazaz the Terrible.
Yep. And he swore that was serious. That was serious. That was serious.
I'm just saying, man.
I never port scanned mine.
Well, yeah, I know.
I must not be doing a good job.
You get
no, yeah. and Spain, either they just trash my system.
You get Panda antivirus on your computer, and I guarantee you, you will see that your computer is getting port scanned, because that's one of the benefits of having Panda antivirus, is that it'll show you when somebody's trying to scan your ports for open ports to get in.
I ain't never had my port scanned.
Not that I know of. That's probably a good thing, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm saying. I don't think I'll have my port scanned either, to be quite honest.
All right, so we've got this established. We've got this established. We're sending out the royal proclamations, the royal scrolls, to all the elite of the world. We're telling them that they're fired. We're going to ship our bills to them. We're going to ship all of our medical bills, your credit card bill. Send your all your bills to all the White Houses and all the parliaments and all the top dogs of the log who know better than us. They're going to force us into health care. So we got to ship them the bill when the medical bill comes in, when the insurance bill comes in. Ship it to them, because they said that they know better than us, then they're going to take care of us. So if taking care of me means you're going to pay my bills, then all my bills are coming to you. All my phone calls will be redirected to your phone, and mails that I send out to you will have your address and your address as the return address, so that you eventually, when you see it come by, they'll be like, they wanted this here so bad that they put our address as a return address. Let's peek in and see what it says. And then they open up the royal scroll, and what to their wondering eyes do they see? By royal proclamation from King Shaziz the Terrible, you're fired, dumbass.
And put one of them beetles inside the envelope too there, so they can get so you can scan their port there.
Well, I don't know that that's such a good idea, because we don't want the envelope getting burned up before it gets to them. What if the beetle has gas?
Yeah, that's true. That's why he farts fire.
Nothing worse than a Bombardier beetle with gas, mate.
That's why I'm king, buddy, because I think of things like that.
He's taking forward, mate. So.
Yeah, we'll just send them a metal box full of them, and then when they open them, they'll run all over the place like roaches. And
I like that idea.
I'm thinking a bucket full of mantis shrimps and just boil them in their bathtub.
Yeah. And don't forget to move the outhouse or the privy or whatever it is that you call it over the top of the ventilation system on the bunkers of the world that the elite will be going down into. You know, that way when they get down in there and you flush, they get a nifty surprise and a little taste of what you've been living through.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Yeah, that's the least you can do for them, isn't it?
Yeah, you know that old saying, when the fit hits the shan?
Yeah, because you're going to swear once more during this show today.
Okay,
and when the poo-poo hits the prop.
I'm trying not to swear, man, but I'm serious. How much can a person take? I'm sitting there, like I said.
It's true, mate. It's true. We all have a breaking point.
I almost set fire to my blanket trying to stay warm in the midst of global warming.
Summer, I'm sitting out in the workshop, and I have, what have I got going right next to me, a foot away from my chair, my fan-powered space heater.
Well, see?
I'm in Australia.
You're in the desert, for Pete's sake.
You're the one having winter, not me.
Man.
Why do you have a heater, then?
It's freaking cold, buddy.
Yeah, because of global warming.
Yeah.
But I'm in the middle of summer.
So, with that said, class action lawsuit.
It was 81 degrees 3 days ago. It's 30 here now.
We need a worldwide class action lawsuit, and we need to find the free man on the land or the sovereign guy who knows enough about Black's Law to write up the paper so that we can make sure we get all of our words straight, because you know how they twist words. It might end up we owe them after it's all said and done if I write it. So,
sorry.
Yeah. So we need to get the most intelligent brain out there who knows about all the law. We need to write up one specific document to send to all the representation of the world, everyone, from the Congress to the Senate to the White House to the Parliament to the King or the Queen or whatever. What do they call them in tribes over there in Africa? The chief.
Chief, yeah.
Yeah, send it to the chief too, man. Here we got getting a notarized, certified, no return to sender, return address, the same as the sending address letter that says, "You're freaking fired, geek."
Mm-hmm. Least they need, mate.
You're fired.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Yeah, there you go. And then from then on, once we get them fired and they're on their way to the unemployment office and the food stamp office to get some of the benefits that they signed into law there, you know, then let them stand in line with the average Joe. And while they're doing all that stuff over there trying to sign and go through all the red tape to get their health care and their doggone food stamps and their benefits, then we will... just go on with life. We will live life and love one another to the extreme, and we will teach each other the real science, the real history of the world. We will teach each other without indoctrinating each other. We will point out, look, hey, look what I found over here in the archives, man. This is some really good old Tesla technology. Matter of fact, cultists, I think I'm going to sacrifice something for that pop boat contest.
Mm-hmm.
I have in my possession a set of books that are amazing. They're amazing. I got one set of books. It's four volumes. It says how things work. And there's things inside that book that are just amazing. I also have some Odell's new electric library books. I've got two. I got the one that has the black covers on them. And keep in mind, these are really super fine quality books. They're leather embossed, and they are of old style electricity way back to the 1800s.
Cool.
All right, so...
That's very good. I think I just want you to sound like that, mate.
So part of my deal to pitch in on the prize of the Pop Boat contest is I got two separate volumes of the Odell's New Electric Library. One prize will be the black version. One prize will be the red version, and the other prize will be for like third prize or whatever will be the How Things Work books. They're really cool looking silver hardback books, and they're packed with information.
Cool.
So I'm going to sacrifice these out of my own library for everyone out there who wants to get into the Pop Boat contest and make this thing happen.
Awesome.
That's cultists.
Yes.
You gotta send me one of them Beatles for my Pop Boat. I know I'll win with them.
I also have a set of books called, look at that, Intrusion Attempt... Port scan type intrusion attempt against this computer has been blocked. Panda Internet Security 2013.
Oh, you old hacker, you doggone it. You done thwarted another enemy.
Tried but was denied. Messing with old King Shaziz the Terrible. I rule with an iron fist, NSA. Screw you.
Did you fry the hard drive on the other side there, Bubba?
No, it's fine so far.
No, I'm talking about theirs.
Oh, no, they're not in the server. This is my out in my mad science lab sacrificial computer.
The sacrificial
computer. They got lucky. They went to the weak one.
Yeah.
I ain't tell them that, buddy.
Anyway, how's that sound for a couple prizes there, Colton?
That sounds awesome. I believe there was some discussion on another prize being a set of those ratchet-style ring spanners.
Cool.
Ooh.
And as part of first prize for the category of largest, heaviest vessel, we'll have their motor scaled up and put inside a full-size vessel. By Don't let me draw a blank right now. By Mark Dancy, who suggested that the other day. So that'll be part of first prize for that category. We'll have Mark Dancy recreate their motor and put it inside of a full size boat. So that could be quite an interesting outcome.
And depending upon the participation of the group, there might be an extra monetary prize in there for the winner.
There we go.
So make sure you write all that down. We'll put it all in a video. We'll send it out to the folks.
Yeah, you and I should do a video during the week, actually, I think.
Yeah.
Sounds like a plan.
Lifetime supply of post-snacky crackies with raisin bits.
Yeah, that's a good deal. You can't go wrong with post-snacky crackies. But anyway, we're getting down to the wire, guys. This has been a fun show. I wish we could, like, just keep on rolling. But anyway, you know, hey, for all the people out there listening, you know, there's folks listening in on iPods. There's folks listening in on XM radio. There's folks listening in on the internet. There's folks listening in all over the world. For all you people out there, we're not advocating violence by any means. What we are advocating is that you put a nut cup over your junk before you go out there to peacefully protest. You put some goggles on, a headgear, a hockey mask, some pillows around your body, whatever you can. If you're going to peacefully protest, if you're going to go down that stupid route and think you're going to make a difference, at least protect your stuff, okay? So we don't want you hurt. The best way to do it is use the infinite letter and send it to them, and they'll send it away. It'll come back. They'll send it away. It'll come back. Pete and Repeat was in a boat, and Pete fell out, and he'd be left. Go ahead, cultist.
I think that was Buddy you tried to talk, actually.
Oh, go ahead, Buddy.
I just want a force field. That'll do it. Then I can make all the noise I want, all that kind of stuff. I'll be all right.
Well, you know, come on, man. When we try to do anything in this world, we're up against it. If you want to start your own business, they're talking about small business owners. Go try to start your own business in any nation. It don't matter what nation you're in. Go try to start a business in Africa. All right? I'm sure they got regulations against everything that you want to try. Now, the corporations set that down deliberately so that you don't have any, they don't have any competition with your up-and-coming business. So if you go try to start a business in any company, you're going to be up against the wall. You got to go through this. You got to go through that. You got to have this. You got to stand on your left foot with your right hand in the air, your tongue sticking out, facing true north, exactly true north, because if it's not true north, your paperwork's going to get kicked back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so by the time you go through all that stuff, your average Joe says, I just can't do it, man. I can't do it. I can't afford it. I can't afford the fees. I can't afford all this. So what I'm saying, bypass the government. Just do it. Go out there, do some guerrilla planting of gardens in places where nobody's living, and let them see as they're driving down the road, hey, look, there's a giant watermelon patch over there. Let's go get us a watermelon. You know, hey, there's some. I seen some tomatoes growing on the other side of the street. Let's go get some of those. Just start throwing freaking doggone food seeds in every doggone direction. Go out, buy them by the bagfuls. Throw them in your neighbor's yard, for Pete's sake. He'll be mowing down turnips for the next 20 years. You know, but there's food everywhere. And make sure they're not genetically altered seeds that you're throwing in there, because otherwise you're going to have the attack of the killer tomato scenario, to where that sucker's going to jump over the vents, suck you on your neck until your eyeballs go back in your skull, and it's going to leave a tattoo on your forehead that says, Monsanto was here.
You know, you need a lot of people, this is just for their information, eattheweeds.com.
Yeah.
There's plenty of food around you without having to eat the genetically modified stuff, because, see, Monsanto is not trying to genetically modify weeds, but a lot of the weeds are more nutritious than the stuff we're eating.
Well,
so, hey, check it out, eattheweeds.com.
Before we lose too much time, I got to put a bad visual in your guys' head. I can't remember who it was that I was talking about, but they were talking about weird things that you have to eat and things that you have to do for survival. They were talking about blood and guts and going out and killing this and killing that, being able to eat, and even got down to as far as that, you know, people eating people kind of stuff. And I said, no, I'm stopping at the first one with all the blood and guts. I said, when the apocalypse happens, what I'm going to do, and I keep, brace yourself, guys, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get me one of those really cool-looking ninja-style bandanas. I'm going to get me one of them African-style loincloths. Rip off my shirt, swing from the vines down across some berry bushes, and grab me some berries and hope for the best.
Wait, you think? Pink. I'm going to have nightmares tonight.
So you're going to see this 6'2", skinny King Shazuz the Terrible swinging from
those
a vine.
Those chicken legs hanging out of that loincloth ain't doing nothing for me.
Going, swooping down on some berries.
Just hope it's not a raspberry bush, brother.
I'll be gnawing on, yeah, I know, or a blackberry bush.
You'll end up with blackberries, that's for sure.
I'll be eating berries and tree bark.
If you swing down to a raspberry bush, you'll certainly come out with blackberries.
Oh, I guarantee you that. I don't want to leave nothing behind either. All right, well, with all that madness said, guys, we're down to the last 3 minutes before we got to go into our getting out of here music. And so with that said, this is the time we go around the table. You've been listening to the Knights of the Round Table. Cultus, you got any last words?
Drop by and check out my new website during the week, peoples. It's cultus.weebly.com. It's a bit of a hub site designed to sort of join all the things that all of us have going on. And if you think you would have a bit of a place in my site as well, just throw me an email or something. We'll set you up a page. And on to you, mate.
Well, shoot, man. I think it's been a great show. I love all the people here. Let's see. I got me a wind turbine from Missouri Wind and Solar. Haven't pulled it out of the box yet, but I plan on a sunny day in about 2 days. So keep watching Muddy Muddy Mud Man. YouTube. /user/Muddy Muddy Mud Man. Check me out there, and we'll get to see this one. It's a Chinese wind turbine. Get that out there, and I'm going to take the other one down. Do about a 7-foot prop, and that should get everything all straightened up. The next thing on the list will be an anemometer built out of a bicycle speedometer, a wireless bicycle speedometer, and a computer fan. And on top of that, you check out here on the ShazizRadio.com. You check out there, and you go over to host. You come on down there, click on my name, Scott Brown, and check out some of the older pods I've done as well, and I've got a little over there on Cultus's Weebly.com deal there as well. Hope many good things to you and yours. Don't eat the genetically modified stuff because it's trying to modify your genetics as well. Many good things. Stay safe, and God bless each and every one of you.
All right, with all that said, thank you to everybody out there for listening in to the Knights of the Round Table. Maybe stay tuned and for next Knights of the Round Table, join in on the madness, because I got a feeling from this point out it might get a little bit rowdy here and there. And to all the networks out there, sorry about the F-bomb there. It was just, you know, slippery, you know. Anyway, peace and love to everybody out there. Take care. All my links are on ShazizRadio.com. I actually, on my website, have a link to Muddy's YouTube channel and a link to Cultus' YouTube channel with a whole bunch of the other alternative researchers out there. And so with that said, if you can't find free energy, you're simply not looking hard enough. It's out there, and we are on the job. So peace and love to everybody. Take care.
Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
We're Knights of the Round Table. We dance whenever we're able. We do routines, we call the scenes, we put work in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're Knights of the Round Table. Our shows are more mid-table. So many times. Gabe and Brian put off by Humpty Mabel. We're off from Maddie Keller, we sing from the Dire Pamela.
I have to push the pram a lot.
What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice. And how'd you get that, eh? By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here. Oh, how'd you do?
How do you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings.
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake, her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
But you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
I mean, if I went round saying I was an emperor, just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help! Help! I'm being repressed!
Bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about. Did you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
Transgression, you receive the atomic bolt to the ass.
Thud.
Oh boy, that sounded bad.
I'm falling and I can't get up.
Hey, hey, to serve the turbo. Always working to serve the turbo and the Knights of the Round Table.